The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Mike's Auto and Towing. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's Mike's Auto, M-I-D-D.com. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Mike's Fuels, for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport. Vermont Field Sports, don't let that big one get away. We'll help you hook them or bag them, Route 7 in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg, online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport. BigCountryHardware.com. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Nadu's Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment. Route 7 in Ferrisburg. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, and with a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins. Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Main Street Virgins and Route 7 Middlebury. Chevy, find new roads. Brown's Welding, steel fabrication, plus crane, forklift, and manlift rentals. Call 363-5619 or visit brownswelding.com. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. And J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
And now, with a call of today's game, here's Bjarke Sears and Alex Enescu on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When the season begins, you sit down and you look at the schedule and you kind of look what the games are going to be as the year goes on, and you highlight certain games for the year that you're excited about, maybe based on what you've seen, based on traditional rivalries, based on any number of things. Tonight, it's a game we've been talking about for a while. We're excited for it to be here and excited to be bringing it to you on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network. This is Bjarke Sears along with my partner Alex Nescu. And Alex, week three, Middlebury Tigers versus Brattleboro Colonels. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, you know, you said this is one that we highlighted right off the bat, right on that first day of our broadcast. And, you know, it's not quite what we had expected it to be. We were hoping both of these teams would be 2-2 coming into it. And right now it seems like each team is going different directions with the Middlebury Tigers 2-0 and Brattleboro 0-2.
Brattleboro 0-2 and coming in an interesting way. Well, one of the reasons they stood out, particularly do stand out as well, is the running of Cech Chiquite. Talk to anyone around the state, and he's a name that pops up when it comes to football players in the state. And the quarterback, Tony Martinez, is nothing to sneeze at either, nor is the rest of the team. Martinez and Chiquite did not play for the first week. There's some issues. We heard various reasons why. But they were back for the second week. But the second week, they ran into the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers. St. Johnsbury, by all accounts, is a very strong team this year. Particularly Colin Urey, their quarterback, was able to make some real headway against the Brattleboro Colonels last week. So I think it's a team that tonight's the night for them to get going. You go down three, you're really in trouble. There are not many teams getting to the playoffs. You get down three, you're in a lot of trouble. For the Tigers, it's a different story. They're coming in having some things I think they need to figure out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for the Tigers, they have a few things they need to work on, mainly the consistency and getting out to a strong start. Both their games, we've seen them come out a little shaky. Last game scoring no points in the first half, and the game before that really being a back-and-forth game with the Patriots. So, yeah, there's things to work on for both. especially with this Brattleboro team, we really need to see what they've got right now. If they go down 0-3, you can just about kiss the playoff chances goodbye going forward.
Absolutely, and even though they do have some easier contests, one would think, coming up with South Burlington and then Colchester, they still face Rutland on the road. They face Essex at home, so there's going to be a lot for them to look forward to if they win this game. If they lose this game, it might be a long year, and one will look back and wonder, did they kind of waste the Czech Chiquita era to some degree here? Czech Chiquita is a senior, so that would be a tough way to end. We'll come back with a lot more of the pregame here on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Fourth and Goal on Main Street in Middlebury has all your local team sportswear, whether it's high school football, college hockey, soccer, lacrosse sticks, ice skates, and more. Fourth and Goal has it for everyone whose closest contact to the field, court, diamond, track, or pool is from the sidelines. Support your teams by wearing the same colors in the stands, just like the athletes do in the fields. Make it Fourth and Goal. They have everything for your rink, court, field, pool, and diamond, and has proudly supported our local team sports for over 33 years. Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the sun is starting to go down over the Otter Creek here as we stand at Doc Collins Field, excited and ready for the first home game of the season. Here come the Tigers out of their locker room, walking slowly. See what it sounds like. Usually it's back in black. What are we getting here? Oh, we'll hear in a minute a little Metallica sound, I think.
Yeah, just as you asked what the song was, they turned it up for you.
Nice. Hey, let the people at home know. So the Tigers are coming out.
Request.
So this black look that they're here for anybody at home, they're wearing, they're all blacks with the orange on the side, the black helmets, of course. And this premiered a couple years ago as a homecoming outfit, a homecoming uniform, and they would just use it for that. They liked it so much. Typically, they had played with a bright orange home jersey, looked a little more old school. So I think here they're trying to, now they've made it their permanent home thing. And we see the Brattleboro Colonels on the far side starting to get ready. Sun's just going down. Crowd's starting to filter in. So tonight, as we get ready for the game here, what's a couple things you're going to look more for, maybe for the Middlebury defense? What do you think?
For the Middlebury defense, just avoiding penalties. It's been a problem all season for them and some of their opponents. So avoiding those, sticking to their plays, and trusting their defense is just going to be crucial.
Yeah, it's interesting because, it's one of those things, if you're not at the game, if you just see it on, one of the broadcasts where they talk about the 11 o'clock news on a Friday night, or you read the paper, the free press. press or somewhere else. You don't see all that happened in the game. We were working. We didn't see the game last week that Brattleboro was involved in, but talking to some people who've seen the tape, Chuck Chiquite did not have an insane day at all. He had 127 yards, two touchdowns, which is a good day, but you hear this name and you think he's probably going to get more than that. I was talking to Doug DiLorenzo today, who had a fantastic game last week for the Tigers, and he said that Chiquite, according to his watching of the tape, had 370 or so runs brought back by penalty. So on one hand, you could say, boy, there's a team that gets themselves in trouble with penalties. Or you could say, wow, there's a team with big play potential at any moment. And I would say the Tigers have had some problems with big plays.
Yeah, well, just right there, it tells me that the problem is not Chiquite, and it's the rest of the team around him. So it's going to be interesting to see where these issues are coming from within their team. Is it the line? Is it the guys on the outside? Where are these problems coming from that's really hindering their offense as it did in the last game?
Yeah, and it's going to matter for the Tigers, too, because they allowed people to really go through them the first couple games. And certainly last week up at St. Albans, there were points where Xavier Pigeon for St. Albans was getting, I remember at one point I was looking at my statistics, he had 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 8, yards per rush right in a row. Tigers, you've got to shore that up. People listen at home, longtime Tiger fans know that's the pride of this team. The lines are the prides. Every year we have a strong line, and I think they can. Tonight's going to be a great test for them to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to need all of them to give their best effort coming into this game right here. You know what you're going to get out of this team. You know they're going to run the ball heavy with Chiquite. So being able to respond to it and be quick to where he's coming through, be quick in response to his hole, having guys recognize where he's at all times is going to be really important throughout this game.
Absolutely. Then on the other side, I think you hit it on it before, but I'll just mention it. The aspect of being consistent on offense. Last week, Spencer Carpenter was able to get some stuff up in the middle, but besides that, except for those couple long throws, Tigers didn't have a lot going offensively.
Yeah, they were really able to scrap together some drives in the second half, but like you said, they weren't able to get anything consistent going. And in the game before, we saw, 6 different guys running the ball. They threw a variety of options at them all game long, and I think we're going to need something like that. To beat this team, we're going to need a total team effort.
And one thing people don't necessarily know is how good this defense is. They were missing Chiquita. He's also a linebacker. He wasn't in the first game. Some other pieces were missing. Second game, they got beat by St. Johnsbury. But from all accounts, St. Johnsbury is a really good team. So it's truly, this game to me is going to tell both teams so, so much. Well, we're going to get our starters here. Alex is going to run down now the starters for the Middlebury offense and the defense for the Colonels.
All right, our tight ends tonight will be Martin Nemo and Doug DiLorenzo. The tackles, Joe Legavin and Maverick Payne. Our guards, Nick Beatty and Nate Warren, with our center, Pat Messenger. Our quarterback tonight will be Andrew Gleason, with our two backs being Pearson Beatty, Trey Kaufman, and our fullback, Spencer Carpenter. The slip ends will be Cody Palmanville and Carl Kaufman. And over on the Brattleboro side, we will have for the defensive backs Tony Martinez and Griffin Lind, as long with Matt Galbraith. We also have Seth Rhodes is one of the defensive backs. Our defensive end will be Colton Ravenna, and our linebacker will be Jack Lagon. They will also have the defensive ends Jordan Wright and Sam Barros.
And there you go, your starters for both teams. And it's an interesting weekend just around the league. Certainly this is a big one for the Tigers in terms of themselves keeping that record intact, regular season record. Let's keep in mind, the Tigers have not lost a regular season game now in over 3 seasons. So this is an important game in that regard. But for other things around the league, it's going to be kind of interesting games tonight. I'm looking at a couple that'll be particularly interesting. Colchester, Mount Anthony, will either of them kind of be able to get going, get some traction? For locals, Mount Abraham and Fairhaven, they're kind of equidistant on either side. Mount Abe a little closer. What's going to happen there? They're in the lower divisions. Hartford's actually playing against an out-of-state team, which is, considering how good they are, that's kind of fun to see. But then the big game of the weekend, we always try to give you a game to pay attention to this weekend. Each weekend besides ours. Big game this weekend is going to be Essex at St. Jay. Essex is a up-and-coming team. St. Johnsbury, certainly with Colton Urie and the rest, powerhouse team by all accounts. So kind of when you're paying attention, that's going to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If you're paying attention, that's one to watch. And so, getting ready to go. Tigers are doing their knees up, high knees, going back and forth. Coaches are out there trying to work on the officials a little bit. I always wonder what happens in these conversations out here with the officials. You know, for those who maybe follow football, don't follow other sports, for me, high school football has a really unprecedented level of interaction with the officials and what coaches can get away with. I used to coach basketball, and you could chip a little bit as a coach, but they shut you down fast. Yeah. And they'll talk to you for a couple minutes, but football, it just seems so like buddy-buddy sometimes.
Yeah, you know, you see these guys a lot. There's not that many referees that are in circulation around the league, and if you come season after season, you've been coaching a while, you really start to develop a relationship with these guys, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're talking about families, talking about lighthearted stuff in there.
Sure, absolutely. Not
I'm
just,
sure a little
not just
bit
trying
of football
to work
talk.
Them over. Say, hey, man, I'm about to, you know, watch that number 25. It's always kind of funny. I mean, sometimes you'll see Coach Smith is a pretty restrained guy. You'll see him walk out of the field sometimes and just be laying into him, you know. And I laugh as somebody who played, as you did, a lot of basketball coming up. Try that as a coach, man. They'll give you one warning, and then they'll give it to you. So it's pretty funny to see. All right, for the Tigers, pretty much the same lineups going into the game and pretty much the same things to focus on. Be interested to see if they do a little passing, you know, that week-to-week transition of quite a bit of passing the first week that we didn't see much last week. Any thoughts on probably maybe why that switch was made?
I just think more cautious with the team they were playing last week. They knew they were kind of going up against a really tough team. And as we saw, it was a really low-scoring game. There wasn't rooms for mistakes and rooms to put it in the air. Incidentally, they did have a lot of their scores on those, but they weren't taking those stabs a lot. And I think we're going to see a lot of that tonight. I think we're going to see a lot of run-heavy plays.
All right, we're going to step aside for a few minutes and come back with the last little bit of the pregame. We're excited. We're counting down. First home game of the year, week 3, Middlebury Tigers versus the Brattleboro Colonels on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
McIntyre Services in Middlebury has been serving Addison County residents for over 70 years, and the season is changing, and it's time now to think about heating oil. McIntyre Services has the fuel to keep you warm and burner service to keep that furnace running efficiently all winter long. McIntyre Services is also your local Sunoco dealer, and you can save big with the Sunoco Rewards Card. How does 5 cents off every single gallon at the pump sound? Start saving money now at their two locations, Exchange Street, Middlebury, and on Court Street, Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials. And with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters. Hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And time's ticking down towards the start of the game, and the Middlebury Tigers taking on the Brattleboro Colonels. Long ride for Brattleboro to get up here, so we'll see what kind of impact that has. This is Bjarke Sears along with my partner, Alex Nescu. And Alex, let's talk about that ride for a second. You know, growing up playing sports, how does a ride affect you? Good, bad, what's the impact?
Boy, that all depends on the player. For a lot of guys, for me personally, I took it as a time to kind of reflect on myself, how I've done in past games, what I need to improve on, and kind of just get myself pumped up and in the zone. So you can use it however you want, or you can get inside your head and kind of mess yourself up thinking too much. So it really all depends on the player.
Yeah, and then sometimes the way the coaches deal with it too. I mean, one thing we were talking about was the amount of preparation that goes into a game. We just saw the Colonels were standing over there for a long time having a conversation. What do you as a coach do to get your guys ready? How do you get them focused? How do you get them off the bus? And kind of, you know, for some teams, they're looser in an away game. Some games, teams are looser in a home game. It's really funny to me sometimes how different the psychology of different teams can be. When I was new in coaching, coached basketball for years, and when I was new in coaching, I kind of had a vision of what a team should feel like, what a locker room should feel like before the game. And then I realized that was my interpretation of what a locker room should feel like. And depending on the type of team, you had to let them kind of figure out what their vibe is. One thing about the Tigers every year, it's a very business-like focused kind of thing. You stay focused, that's the expectation. You don't see a lot of clowning around. I think they have fun, but you don't see much clowning around. So kind of, you know, they also don't have many penalties. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, I think that's a formula for sustained success, you know, just kind of thinking about it in a business mindset. We had Kaufman up here, and he said in his interview, they don't think about those past seasons. They kind of deal with it day to day, and who's the next opponent? What's the next task? What do we got to improve on? And just think about it in a step-by-step process, and I think it makes it a lot easier when you're not stepping back and looking at it in a grand scheme.
Sure. And sometimes I think about, too, the impact of, you know, the teams that people follow. You know, it's such kind of a Belichickian philosophy. Such kind of a, you know, and we feel like that's, you know, we're in New England. That's kind of what you expect almost. Like, yep, next guy up, you know, yeah, our team played hard. You know, the whole thing. Don't get too excited. Sometimes you would do the interview with the guys. You want to give them, get the end of the game, the J.P. Carrera. Yep. You want to give them some credit. They just immediately give it to everybody else, you know, and you're like, hey, but it's also about you.
Not
you
about know? What it'll be. It works for the Patriots.
It does. It works for, yeah, you know, it works for the Patriots. It works for the Tigers. It works for a lot of teams. But then it's funny, too, because then you run into things. You know, teams were like, oh, the coach lets us be kind of loose. The coach lets us. And again, just the individual mentality. I'll be really interested to see what kind of mentality the Colonels, who are facing some adversity tonight, down 0-2, what kind of mentality they bring to the table tonight. We're waiting here to step aside for a moment, but we're going to get the call here. I think they're going to do the anthem here in a second. Field looks good tonight.
It does. It looks beautiful. You know, we were just talking about it, how much money they put into this area and making it look good and great for their fans. And the whole tailgating area for the kids is great over there. So great environment they put together here.
Yeah, this is fun. This is your first home game.
Yeah, no.
So it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It's all new to me.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And for those who don't see this on a weekly basis, on the right side of where the press box is, the right side of the stands facing the field, teenagers all line up. They take pickup trucks. The school allows them to park them backwards, and they all grill. They bring grills in the back of the truck and have a great time. So it's a pretty fun thing. It's something they all enjoy. And they behave themselves, so they get away with it. You know, you hope nobody. I've only seen
so
in my 7 years as a broadcaster, I've only seen one streaker. So we'll try to keep it
all
that
right.
way.
Let's keep those stats low.
Disappeared off into the night. That was pretty interesting. Lights are turned on here. Just starting to get dark. It's going to be a beautiful night. Stands are starting to filter in here. We have about 2 minutes till game time. And any final thoughts before we step aside?
Boy, I'm just excited to get started on it. You know, we've talked so much about this game. I feel like every week we mention Chuck Chiquita and how he's doing and how this team is doing. So I'm just excited to see them for myself and really see what this kid can do and what this team can do.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting things, too, here is that this is somebody that's a strength versus strength thing. The Tigers are always a run team who played good run defense. Even though this year we're a little, you know, wondering how that is a general thing. When they go against the pass offenses, the spread offenses, things like Rutland was doing last year, you know, it's a little more like, oh, we don't know how they can handle it. In this case, it's somebody stepping up to the Tigers, facing them, doing what the Tigers do. The Tigers doing it back to them. And then the question really becomes, who does it better? And that, in the world of sports, sometimes there's nothing else you can hope for but just like a straight, honest, like face-to-face go at it. And I've been really excited. That's what I feel like we're going to get tonight. Well, out on the field, the captains are talking to the officials here. They're figuring out who's going to get the ball. I think they're going to call it out in a second. It's taking an awful long time, though. It seems like a lot of ceremony.
Brattleboro has won the toss and elected to receive. Middlebury will be kicking off and defending the south goal.
Brattleboro has won the toss. They will receive, which works fine for the Tigers, who would have kicked it off anyway. So that works for them. You have to think for Brattleboro, they want to get there and get something established.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, after the last game where they struggled to score, it looks like they just want to get those jitters out the way and know that they can perform. And I think they just want to just get to it. You know, you don't want to wait too long, just like we were talking about.
Yeah, it's go out and do it. And hopefully, you know, if you can, if you're Brattleboro, put a little shock into the Tigers. We can run this thing. We're going to move this thing. All right, we're going to step aside for a few moments. We're going to be back for the beginning of the broadcast. It's the Tigers versus Curtles on 92.1 WVTK.
Hey, sports fans, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, Vermont. This season, whether you're looking to design the perfect engagement ring, searching for jewelry for that special occasion, or wanting to restore or repair any piece of jewelry, stop in at Autumn Gold to visit our talented lineup of in-house designers, goldsmiths, and service pros. We'll help you get around those bases and score a home run. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Getting an auto loan for a new or used car or truck is fast and easy at New England Federal Credit Union.
Hi, this is Mike with New England Federal Credit Union. If you're thinking about buying a new or used car or truck, call us today and get pre-qualified at 866-80-LOANS. Chances are you have a specific monthly payment in mind, and we can help you get the most car for your money while making sure your total payment is something you can afford. Financing with NEFQ is fast and easy. With our new DocuSign capability, you can sign the paperwork online. We can also deliver the loan check right to your workplace at no additional charge.
New England Federal Credit Union is the local, trusted choice for auto loans. Call 866-80-LOANS or apply online anytime at nefcu.com. New England Federal Credit Union. We're local, affordable, and on your side. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event, now at Della Motorsports. Customer incentives include $2,000 rebates on Polaris Ranger XP 900 and $1,000 rebates on the Polaris Sportsman 570, their most popular model, with financing as low as 2.99 for 36 months. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Della Motorsports. 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh, DellaMotorsports.net.
If it's Tiger football, it's on WVTK, Fort Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Middlebury Tigers play, 92.1 WVTK.
And as the sounds of the anthem sung by Lauren Turner and Kes Moulton go fading over the trees, the Tigers are coming out to start their first home game of the season. It's week three, the kickoff. Middlebury Tigers versus the Brattleboro Colonels. Now I'm falling apart. Middlebury Tigers versus the Brattleboro Colonels here at 92.1 WVTK Port Henry. The Tigers are going to be kicking the ball away. The Colonels are going to receive it, undoubtedly looking to put the Tigers on their heels a little bit and get that offense established. They have not scored many points here in the first 2 weeks, a combined 15 points. So they're going to be looking to see if they can get that going and get going a little faster. For the Tigers, really a tale of two different games. The first game, it gets them out there to the Patriots. They romped to a 49-23 win. Second game, it was 0-0 until the third quarter when two strikes from Andrew Gleason and Doug DiLorenzo made it a 14-0 game. You had a pretty quiet week last week on the recaps.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much to talk about, really. Two quick scores by Kaufman off a couple passes. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to this game getting started right now and just waiting for kickoff, really.
And here they go. You're not going to have to wait long. And here comes Jacob Beckerman coming out to kick off down to the Colonels. We've got number 22, Matt Gaborio, waiting down at about the 5-yard line of the Colonels. Tigers kicking it away from the 40. Everybody's in their crouch. They're ready to go. Here comes Jacob, ready, lined up. Hands up. And we are off. And it's a kickoff. He's going down. It's going to get to about the 10. Grabbed by the up man. He's coming back to the 20, to the 30. Nice hole up the middle. Gets stopped by about the 34-yard line. And that's where the Colonels are going to take over their first drive of the game.
Going to be first and 10.
So for the Colonels, as we talked about, the big story tonight is going to be Chek Chikwete, the large running back. Last year when the Tigers played against Brattleboro, Brattleboro was in control. People might forget this with how dominant the Tigers have been. Brattleboro was really doing well in that game, inexplicably. Chikwete was not injured. He didn't look like he was having any issues. They stopped going to him in the second half. You have to figure they figured that out. You have to figure that we're going to see number 25, being number 25 back there, early and often.
Yeah, I wonder why they would pull him out if he was doing so well. There had to be something going on. Maybe he's possibly winded, or who knows.
It's an I formation with two tight ends here for the Colonels, and it's Chiquita, left side. He's able to try to bounce to the outside. He's brought down quickly, pretty quickly there by Cody Pominville after a gain of about six or so.
Six on the play. It's going to be second and 4 with the ball on the 41.
Yeah, and you got to think Brattleboro's trying to get on the board early here. You know, the Tigers haven't been down much at all this season, so being put in that position where they got to score points and they got to come back from behind, that's going to be tough for this team.
And they're down in the I formation. Martinez, he turns it to Hangoff, going between the guards, now right up the center for Chiquete. He's powered up through, just making the whole group work for it. It's a gang tackle by mostly the linebackers out there. And another gain of about six.
Tigers football is brought to you by Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and more. See them online at Mike's Auto, MIDD.com. That's Mike's Auto, MIDD.com.
And so far, as good as Chiquete is, the offensive line's made some good work. They were able to seal off this corner down here and then were able to pop it out between the center and the right guard that time. And Martinez calls for it. This time he hands it back to the fullback who goes forward, but he's stuffed after only about a yard. Only a gain on the yard for the fullback.
Yeah, you know, if you ask me, I would tell you that this game is going to be won at the line. Whoever can get more push and separation in there is going to win this game.
Call it 2 yards. It's going to be second.
And the person they gave it to is not on our list here. Oh, no, 24. Yes, he is. That was Colton Ravina. Colton Ravina with the carry there. And official timeout. It's 10:49 left to go in the first quarter. Scores 0-0. Tigers and Colonels. Colonels are moving downfield. It's going to be second and about 8 from their own 49. And interesting decision there. Quarterback turns, looks backwards. Chiquete's not running towards him. He runs forward. Martinez does. Even though it was a broken play, he still managed to get 3 yards. Talk about push from the offensive line.
Yeah, good awareness, just turning around and coming right back. There had to be some sort of communication issues back there. When he turned around, he really looked like he was looking to hand it off to maybe Chiquite.
And pretty big play here. It's going to be third at about six, right about midfield here. Just one tick over the midfield for the Brattleboro Colonels. You have to think this is a pretty important play to pick up. And here they come up to the line. This time they have two people out. On one side is Griffin Lind, and on the other side is Matt Gaborio. And then they have an I formation behind Tony Martinez. Chiquite gets moving early. Martinez rolls back. He's looking downfield. Doesn't have any options, so he looks to scramble up the middle. Really unable to do anything there. Met by the defensive players. He tries to get through the line. That's going to be fourth down for the Colonels.
Yeah, really nowhere to go there. He ran in a couple of his own guys and just got mobbed. All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Foster's Motor, home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury.
It was Tyler Hunt and Andrew Gleason in on the tackle there for the Tigers. And they are going to punt away for the first time. Here are the Colonels. This is going to be Griffin Lind doing the punting. He's going to be punting from about his own 37-yard line. That's not Griffin Lind. All right, the snap is up. It's back. The punt is about mid-length for high school football, coming in at about the 25. We return Cody Pominville getting up to the near 35-yard line when he gets brought down. And so the Tigers are going to take over for the first time.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Mike's Fuel for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport.
So the Tigers last week did not have the offense that they would have wished. They were able to make some hay up the middle with Spencer Carpenter, but the other running backs were unable really to get to the outside. The Tigers barely threw until the third quarter, threw a few times effectively, and then stopped. What are they going to come out with tonight?
I think they're going to come out right with the run early, giving a lot of different guys looks. It looks like they got Spencer Carpenter lined up there right now.
Gleason takes the snap. He rolls back, finds Kaufman coming from left to right, and Kaufman picks up a nice gain of about six right along the near sideline.
It's up to the 41.
So that was more passing than we saw in about half the game.
Yeah, right off the bat, they're going to it early, and they're doing a couple things outside. I look to them to mix it up a lot tonight.
And some players now available this week for the Colonels that hadn't been available that first week, including Chiquite playing linebacker. Gleason's under center. He's got Kaufman in motion from the left to the right. And now pass it back to Beattie, coming back the other way. Beattie gets dropped down, close to the first down. Looks like the spot will give it to him.
Yeah, good little pickup there on a mixed direction to Beattie. It looks like they're just picking up little yard gains every time right now, which works for them.
Officials taking a timeout to look at the distance here.
And it is a first down for Middlebury.
First down for the Tigers. They're going to have a first down at their own 44-yard line. With 8:40 left to go in the first quarter, the score is Middlebury 0, Brattleboro 0, here at 92-1 WVTK. Tigers looking over. They use a no-huddle offense. They get the signals in from the side. Andrew Gleason's under center. He has two tight ends, two running backs out at a double wing. And he's got Spencer Carpenter behind him. And this time it's a flip over to Trey Coffin with a lot of space to run on the right side. Got outside the tackle. Cuts it back in from the sideline. They're up and fighting. His helmet came off. And they blow it dead. That's going to be another first down for the Tigers. He got to the 45 of the Colonels.
You know, just on two carries so far, I love the way that Kaufman is playing. He's getting the ball, and he's being aggressive, just going right downfield and really getting his legs moving fast.
Well, I think one of the conversations was the fact that last week they were able to do some things up the middle but not get to the outside. And it looks like so far they've identified the outside as a place to attack. The run by Pearson was the idea was to get everyone moving one way and have you go the other, get a reverse, and see what happens. So as he holds it himself going to the left corner, he's able to get that one, plow it through a couple people. It takes some linebackers to bring him down. Another first down for the Tigers. He's gotten down to the 35 of the Colonels. They're getting 10, 11, 12 yards every time.
Yeah, I love the variety of plays they're running right now. You know, we haven't really seen the offense this dynamic in a drive. It seems like every single play they're coming out with something we haven't seen. So great effort so far.
Yeah, really hitting with each, as you say, each play has been basically different from each other. Gleason under center with three running backs, Kaufman in motion. Gleason rolls back, looking downfield. He's got a man wide open. It's Beattie, a little high for him. A piece of turn went up high, slipped through his hands at about the 20. It's going to be second down for the Tigers.
Yeah, couldn't make that play, but I love the way they're keeping the defense on their toes. They really have no idea what this team is about to come out with.
Well, but the fact that even though he missed it, it was wide open.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a tough thing for a receiver. When do you turn and kind of turn towards the ball to give yourself kind of that open-handed catch? When do you stay moving forward and try to catch it in the basket over your shoulder? Tough decision. Gleason has it.
Gleason
holds on to it by himself.
First down
for the Tigers.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Vermont's Field Sports for all your sports and hunting needs with a great section of new and used guns. Route 7 in Middlebury.
And they're getting the signals. Looks like we have Kaufman split out as a wide receiver, so two running backs. And Carpenter in the fullback position. Gleason has it. He rolls back, keeping himself. There was never any attempt to look downfield. Gets around the tackle. Gets down to about the 28. That's a nice gain of about 5 yards.
Now, if you're Brattleboro, what do you do to stop an offensive onslaught like we've seen so far?
Well, at this point, I think you just have to play your positions out on the field. You know, it's not really an issue of pressure or something like that, because if you go at them, they're going to get even more to the outside. I think you have to play your spots and really take care of your area of the field. The problem is the guys at the corner really aren't getting there. Step slow, really, so far this game. Tigers with several receiving options. Gleason rolls back, looking downfield, and going downfield, almost intercepted. Clearly didn't see the man right across the line of scrimmage. That was number 3, Chris Carroll, had it right in his hands, but then it fell out. But a real opportunity missed there for the Brattleboro Colonels. Even so, it is going to be third down.
Yeah, Tigers were really lucky there. You know, he absolutely did not see him right under there, and there were a couple other guys right around that receiver too as well, so I don't really know what he was looking at.
Tigers line up for third and about 5, 6:26 and scoreless here in the first quarter. We've got motion by Beattie from right to the left. Gleason drops back, hands it to Kaufman, trying to cover out the middle, and absolutely snuffed out there. It was at the point of exchange between Gleason and Kaufman that he got run into by Dig number 24, Colton Ravina.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified.
So for the Tigers, 4th and 6 from their own 30. There's really no point. It'll be a long kick, and they want to keep trying it here. So Gleason, Tigers in a traditional setup for them. Gleason has it, hangs onto it for himself, looking downfield. He's got Carpenter open on the right side at about the 15. He was completely unmolested, getting down to about the 12. Wide open there. Nice pickup from Gleason. About a 15-yard, an 18-yard pickup for the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, and as the season goes on, I think we're going to see a lot more confidence being put into Gleason to make passes like that. He's had how many throws already so far? 4?
He's already had 4, yep. And so it's Gleason under center with his 3 running backs. He's calling out right to left. He's got Beattie coming in motion from right to the left. And this time they flip it over to Pearson. He's headed towards the left tackle. He's got a man to beat to get a little space. Brought down, the ball's out. The ball is out. That was a fumble. And it was recovered. Looks clean. Recovered on the far sideline by number 22, Matt Gaborio. After that excellent drive by the Tigers, Pearson Beattie puts it on the ground. It's going to be Colonel's ball. 5:20 left to go in the first quarter. Scoreless.
Yeah, you know, one play like that and it kills a drive, but they got to be happy with the possession that they had, moving the ball and the confidence they have to kind of get whatever they want here. One bad play there, but that doesn't ruin what they did.
And for the Colonels, you were certainly making hay when you had the ball. You were getting chunks of it at a time, 2 6-yard runs by Jaquite. You have to figure you keep going back to that well, wear people down. This is the kind of player that gets stronger as the game goes on. As Shaquite in the eye set. He gets it. He's got a little gap. It's on the guard, but the Tigers come up and flatten him out by that left guard, and there's nothing there for him. Maybe a gain of about 1.
On the stop for Middlebury. Gain of 1 on the play. 2nd and 9.
It's going to be 2nd and 9 for the Colonels, trying to figure out how to get started here. And it's the Tigers 0, Brattleboro Colonels 0 with 4:51 left to go in the first quarter. One thing, you can never say the score enough to people. They aren't able to see the game without them knowing. So I have my old partner used to keep a clicker and keep track every time he did it. Jaquite takes the handoff over on the right side, looks to get stoned, but then actually manages to keep crawling forward. He slid out of Trey Kaufman's grasp, but able to get about 2 more yards. Even so, it's going to be 3rd and about 7 here for the Colonels from their own 10 or so, and we have a man down for Brattleboro.
Official timeout.
And that's going to be number 24, Colton Ravina.
Yeah, you got to think the Tigers understand what they got to do here. You can't just throw one guy at a guy who's as dynamic as Chiquita. You got to throw one, two, three. He was able to weasel his way out of about two tacklers there, and then before he got absolutely swarmed.
Tigers doing a good job, though, of getting that pressure up the middle. And we're going to step aside for a moment. You're listening to Middlebury Tigers football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows, recurve bows, and crossbows from Parker, Bear Archery, PSE, 10-point, Barnett, and Excalibur. So come on into the shop and take advantage of our superior customer service to tune up your bow and get dialed in for what's shaping up to be a great deer season. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And Colton Ravina is up and was able to go off the field, so the Tigers are back out there waiting. The Colonels are talking it over. They're going to come back and get into position. They have a lot to talk about right now, though, with 3rd and 8 on their own 11. So far, the first drive looked pretty good until it kind of fell apart. Second drive just hasn't gotten open as or gotten going as the Tigers' defense has been able to stifle a lot of things. All right, it is Martinez under center. He's got Chiquita in the I formation. He comes back. He fakes to Chiquita, but then looks downfield, avoids a pass rusher, throws it down. Ball kind of hangs up. And it bounces first off the defender's hands and then a little bit out of bounds at about the 40. So a good attempt there, certainly a little bit of arm. Kind of throwing it up for anyone who was going to get it, though.
Fourth and long.
Dangerous. We've seen a lot of dangerous throws these first few weeks, I feel like.
We have. A lot of teams panicking in situations that they don't typically need to. You know, make something smart there. If that was an interception, you'd be in a worse situation than if you were to punt it. So you gotta think about the game that it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
And even though with the punt they may end up with it at a similar space, right now we have Palmville and Gleason waiting at about the 50. That may not be a difference, but in this case you have the punt coverage team actually set up to be able to handle whatever's in front of them as opposed to responding things. Or you could have Doug DiLorenzo basically block the punt, have it bouncing at about the 30. It actually ended up worse for the Brattleboro Colonels. The pressure by DiLorenzo made the punter knock it straight up in the air. Tigers are going to get it for their second possession at the 31-yard line. Doug's really had a tremendous season so far.
He really has. He's played well in all these games, and right now he's playing pretty good to start off this one.
Yeah, one of the things that's happened is he's been able to bring pressure, whether it's pressure on a runner, pressure on a quarterback, pressure on the punter, and get involved. He really kind of just, even if you don't get to them right there, he didn't actually get his hand on the punt. Just getting in there, just disrupting things, making a big impact. Now it's Gleason getting a second shot here with two tight ends and three running backs. In the double wing, and it's a pitch over to Kaufman on the right side, trying to get out there. He's strung out by the defenders, though. They move with him. He only gains about 1 yard down the field, even though he gained about 10 going sideways.
Gains a couple, 2nd and 8.
And more of these plays to the outside that we've been seeing so much of. I guess they understand that this team is going to try and block them up. The middle knows we like to run it, so they're running a lot of stuff to the outside.
A lot better flow there by the linebackers than we had seen in previous runs for the Colonels. Gleason under center from the 28 of the Colonels, and Gleason has it. Hands off to Carpenter. Nice hole, but he explodes through it. Nothing fancy, just a straight line run. Picks up about 10 yards or so.
That's what I love about Carpenter. He always understands where he's supposed to be, where he's supposed to go. Doesn't do anything too dynamic, but hits his spot and hits it hard.
Yeah, people have been really talking to me about him all week, talking about how much he's been contributing to this team. Actually, it's a gain more like 13. They're on the 15-yard line. And Gleason has it. He keeps it himself, pitches over to Kaufman on the option, gets down to 10. Trey puts his elbow down into somebody. It's going to be a late hit. Player came over after Trey had given some contact to the defender. Another player came flying in and hit him while he was easy 2 yards out of bounds. So for the Tigers, they're out of bounds at the 7. It's going to be even closer to the end zone. Nice pickup and nice attitude sort of finish there by Trey after the gain of 8 yards.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can we talk about how Kaufman just leveled him like that? Jesus, he lowered his head and just ran him over. Talk about finishing a run, you know?
And that's been a nice thing to see from Trey. And he and I talked about it the first week. He was the JP Carrera Player of the Game. last year, you know, that aggression wasn't always there. And it wasn't until the Tigers were down in a game up in Colchester. The Tigers looked like they were in bad shape, and he kind of put the whole thing on his shoulders and started running with a lot more attitude. And that really continued throughout. I think last week, you know, we didn't see it as much, but I think that was partially giving a lot of credit to the St. Albans Bobwhites. They did a nice job. But right there, that was great to see. He's not a huge dude. He's tall. He's lanky. Nice to see him get physical like that. 2:51 left to go in the first quarter. It's Tigers 0, Colonel 0, but the Tigers are threatening from Brattleboro's 7-yard line. Gleason under center. He's calling it out, and he goes back, and he hands it to Carpenter. Carpenter's trying to fight up the middle, but gets Carpenter stoned there by number 66.
Yeah, maybe a yard pickup there, if that.
It's going to be second and goal from the 3.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk for their farm to your local store.
Second and goal from about between the 3 and the 4-yard line for the Tigers. Gleason under center calling it out. He turns. He keeps it himself, headed for the left side. He's got one man to beat to that corner. He's able to do it. That is a 3-yard touchdown for Andrew Gleason. The Tigers are on the board.
Yeah, really no one out there to stop him on that. He got to the outside, and there was no linebackers waiting. It was totally green space out there.
It's certainly nice decisive move there. You know, it's been interesting to see. He has times where he's going to run the option, and there are other times where it looks like an option, but it's a called play. After he got so quickly out there, that you wonder whether it was his intention, maybe based on the way they were set up, not to even really kind of get into that, but just to kind of keep it himself. There wasn't as much of the option kind of play in that process. DiLorenzo's lining up to look to make it 7-0. And Pominville's waiting for the ball. And snap is up. It's down. It is... good. Tigers are ahead 7-0 with 2:19 left to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Does your car need a repair? Do you need a tow or maybe just general maintenance? I'm Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto. Here at Mike's, we do it all. We tow cars, we fix cars, we sell cars. We have storage and U-Haul. We have master ASC certified techs, and we guarantee all of our work. So if your car or truck vibrates, rattles, whines, knocks, or just plain leaks, give us a call or hit us online at mikesautomid.com. You can even like us on Facebook. And remember, if we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the Tigers are kicking off to the Colonels. The ball is taken at the 17 and coming across up the middle, evading a few tacklers, brought down at the 32 was Seth Rhodes on the kick return. So the Tigers coming out to play defense. Colonels, third chance to move the ball, this time a little better field position. Certainly looking to get something going here.
Yeah, they absolutely need to get something going, at least just for their confidence. You know, string together a good run where they say, hey, we can move the ball against this team.
And for all the vaunted nature of this running game, really, you know, if you compare it to anything, you know, last year through a couple series, Trek Chiquite just popped off the field. I mean, absolutely was just, you just noticed him. And he looks imposing. I haven't seen anything yet that's made him pop. We'll see. Maybe it's his time. And here you go. It's not going to be on this run, though. They hand it off. Looks like it's going to be the backup fullback who gets it this time. That's, there was an injury on the previous. This is 56. We'll have to make up a name for him. He's not there. So number 56 we'll give it to. Gained about 3 yards on a run, pretty much straight up the middle. It's always interesting what they bring to the game and then what they have on the scoring sheet. And it's Martinez under center. He's got Chiquite in eye formation, two tight ends. Chiquite gets it between the right guard and the right tackle. And now he's plowing through people. And it's going to be a tough one. He's blown through down to the 40, down to the 30, down to the 20. He's got one man to beat, dragged down at about the 15. But what a run by Chiquite. Nice hole created by the offensive line, but he kept fighting, kept churning, and then got in the open field. I think that's what people were probably expecting to see out of him.
Boy, yeah, just as we were saying, he hadn't done anything. He breaks off one like that, just busting through the line. There was no hole there at all. You know, he ran over a couple guys and just busted out in the open field. Amazing run.
50-yard, well, it was almost one of those things where, as from the play-by-play perspective, you're like, okay, he's fighting with some people. Wait a minute, what's happening? And he's, like, pretty much going. They're set up on the 15. First and 10 are the Colonels. And this time, there is going to be a flag on the snap. Usually at this point in the play, it's usually going to be a false start. So often these games, their teams get moving, do good things against the ball Tigers, and then they get a penalty.
Brings the ball back to the 20.
It's going to be of the 5-yard garden variety penalty. So it is going to be first and 15 here from the Colonels, from the Tigers, 20. Colonels trailing 0-7.
Yeah, lucky that penalty was on the first down. You know, those can be drive killers. Hopefully they can get a play here and get in a good position.
Martinez under center, pitches to Jagide, going over to the right side. Sure looking to make that miss, but they're coming up and gang tackling. And he made it to about the 18 or so. So it is going to be second and 13.
Yeah, you know, other than that big run, you think the Middlebury Tigers are just trying to say, well, you guys got to beat us with someone other than Chiquita. They're giving a lot of focus to him. And, of course, he's going to get his every now and then. But every down, it seems they're getting to him pretty early on in his runs.
And this time they might be trying to give the Tigers a little bit of a wrinkle here. They do have Matt Gaborio out at split end on the right side, but everything else looks the same with Chiquita in the I formation. It's Chiquita running by the left guard and tackle, powering behind them, but not going to gain a lot, just trying to move forward and really only gain of a couple, if that.
Payne and company on the stop.
So it's good, pretty big play here as time ticks down. Third and 14. There's 18 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter. Will they look to run anything before the quarter ends? It doesn't look like they will. And at the end of one, with Brattleboro trying to work down and get on the board, it's the Middlebury Tigers leading the Colonels by a score of 7-0. You're listening to Friday Night Football, the game of the week on 92.1 WBTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has four cranes, 14 to 70 ton capacity with OSHA certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80 foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000 pound capacity with or without operator. Two new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds, have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craig his breakthrough call. Found Lift Rental and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury is celebrating with Ram Power Days. Select Ram 1500s are now 20% off MSRP. Plus, their Foster discounts make September the month to buy. Don't miss out on the Jeep celebration event at Foster Motors. Right now, select Jeep Cherokees are 20% off MSRP. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com and visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And at the start of the second quarter, the Brattleboro Colonels facing a 3rd and 10 from the Tigers 14. So far, really one long, effective 50-yard run by Chek Chiquita. Other than that, not a lot of movement for the Colonels. Right now, you have to think, you go off the middle, that's where you've been able to do your work, but you pop to the outside, you get gang-tackled. And it's Martinez under center. This time he has two players over on the left. He's got Chiquita in an offset eye. And this time they roll back. Doug DiLorenzo all over him. And he flips it to Chiquita on that right side. And Chiquita, what a beast, standing up, just plowing through people. My goodness gracious. It's going to be fourth and maybe two. They need to try to give it to him again, I think.
Jesus Christ. Every time you think a run is done, this guy just adds three, four, maybe even more onto a run. He's incredible in there. We were just saying in the break, he looks a lot like Adrian Peterson with his upward running style and his ability to just run through guys.
He really does. That's a great thing to discuss, is that upright running style. He's not getting those pads really low. He's just so strong and physical that he's able to just move a pile. They've got him upright, and he's still able to push them. It is going to be fourth and two here for the Colonels. And if you do anything but run Chek Chiquita up the middle, you're out of your mind. And it's Martinez under center. Or you could run Martinez up the middle and not get it. All right. Well, the ball's going to go over to the Tigers.
Yeah. You know, just like their loss the other year, we're seeing a failure to use Chiquite in crucial situations. That seemed like an obvious call, like you said. Chiquite, two-yard pickup. It seems like easy money for him, but they just don't give it to him.
A two-yard position is not a gimme quarterback sneak. Half a yard, 6 inches, that's a gimme quarterback sneak. 2 yards, you're talking 6 feet, man. You run into a bunch of big people and try to push them 6 feet. You're talking about a lot. So again, you know, the decision-making there, going away from Chiquite, I wouldn't go away from Chiquite. This dude's got one high school season left to go. I'd ride him until he's dead.
Yeah.
All right, Gleason has it. He hands it off to Carpenter coming up the middle, and Carpenter's trying to pull a check Chiquite here. Nice 5 yard gain right up the middle for the young man.
Carpenter, the ball carrier.
All right, let's take a moment for our sponsors. We haven't had one in a while. Tigers football is brought to you by McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years.
And it's Gleason under center now. He's got his two tight ends split out a little wider. He's got confident motion from the left to the right, but he looks like he's going to keep himself, find a nice hole around the tackle. He's now running free. He's broken away from everyone with everyone trailing him. He's got one man looking to catch up. Can he beat him? He's at the 20. He's at the 15. Oh. He's dragged down at about the 5. Tremendous amount of speed there. Number 22. Matt Gaborio able to catch up to him, but what speed by Andrew Gleason. Beautiful job on the right side of the line. Excellent explosion by Andrew. Huge pickup for the Middlebury Tigers.
And that's what we talk about when we say that second gear. As soon as he hit the open field, he was gone. He was absolutely out there. Unfortunately, he got a little gas towards the end, and they were able to catch him, but that doesn't negate a huge run.
An 80-yard gain there, just about, for Andrew Gleason. Absolutely phenomenal one there. This is one where you turn and just hand it to Carpenter, I think, just to let Andrew get a break. I think he's going to be pretty gassed, as you mentioned. So, you know, give your quarterback a chance to catch his breath here. Don't make it too crazy. Just keep it pretty simple here. First and 8 at the 8 for the Middlebury Tigers. And it's Gleason under center, as we expected. He hands it up to the fullback. Kind of a big mess in the middle there. We'll see what happened there. Carpenter didn't get much. He got brought down by maybe 2 yards or so.
Well, you know, just when I was thinking it was going to be a long drive, then backed up way in their own territory, they bust something off like that, and here they are again right on the goal line.
Second and goal from the 5.
Second and goal from about the 5. There's a gain of 3 for Spencer Carpenter. The Tigers looking to go up by 2 touchdowns against the Colonels. Gleason under center. He's got motion. He's flipping it out to the running back, running from left to right, right to left, but brought down after a gain of only about 1. That was
Sheldrick, the ball carrier.
Lane Sheldrick on the carry. That's his first carry of the game.
Ball on the 3 or 4. Where
it is going to be third and goal from the 4 for the Tigers. 9 minutes left to go in the second quarter. They are leading by 7-0, looking to get some more points on the board. It's Gleason under center. He's got his running backs in his regular spot. Sheldrick's in motion from the right to the left. Gleason's going to hold it himself and look to roll back. He throws it out wide. Intercepted in the end zone.
Gleason pass.
It was.
It's intercepted.
It was picked off. Let's see if we can get a number. I'm going to give it right now to number 54, Dylan Bailey. We're going to see who it was. It's going to be first and 10 for the 20 for the Colonels. Tigers have to feel like everything's going right. Isn't it amazing what one tackle could do, what a difference one tackle can make?
Yeah, you know, I thought that he was going to catch that one. Both guys had a play on the ball. That was an exceptional catch. You know, he had to fully extend and lay out for that, and he had a guy draped all over him still able to pull down that interception. So
if anything, it looked
hats
like,
off to him.
If anything, it looked like he threw it wide to the right. It didn't look like either one of them was going to get it. For him to be able to cut underneath on that and get it, really phenomenal job, as you said, kind of laid out to get it. And right now, the Colonels, boy, you have to feel like, okay, we were moving the ball. We had some things going. Boy, it's kind of sucked in spots, but right now we have a chance to make up for it. They've got 2 wide receivers out wide. They have Chiquite in the I formation behind Martinez. Martinez is calling it out. He turns, hands it to Chiquite, looks to work the right side, puts his shoulders down, pushes Chiquite forward for a few. Gain of about 6 for the big
on the tackle.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store.
Ball on the 26.
It's going to be 2nd and 4 for the Colonels, the 26 of their own side of the field. Plenty of time left in the first half. It's 8-18. Martinez under center, still two wide receivers. I think that's a good idea for the Colonels. It brings the defense and spreads them out a little wider. Martinez under center, calls it out, turns. This time it's a handoff to the fullback. Nice gaping hole up the middle. Gain of about nine. And it looks like Colton Revita has recovered. He looked explosive on that run.
Going to be first and 10 for the Colonels from their 34.
So they are going to set up here. Now it just takes a couple plays either time. Right now, they've been far more successful going up the middle than they have been going to the outside. The defensive end and linebackers have been able to clean things up when the running backs have not been able to go downhill. Right now, it seems like the solution for Brattleboro, just keep going downhill. Martinez has the ball. He turns, and it's a fullback run again for Revita, plowing forward. It doesn't look like much, but it's 4 yards. If you do that every time, you're in business.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can also talk about the toll that takes on a defense. You see a lot of these guys out here, some of them with their hands on their hips and getting bashed at the line of scrimmage over and over. That's wearing on a defense, even this early in the game.
Going to bring up a second and six.
Second and about six here for the Colonels. Second and about seven, maybe it's a little longer. This time they're going to have one wideout, two tight ends, and Chiquita in their regular I formation. And it's Chiquita receiving it, working over towards the left guard, trying to get forward, really nothing gained. Nice job by the Tigers coming up and swarming. Seems like whenever they're able to get them stopped, right about on the outside at the line of scrimmage, they're able to get them slowed down.
With the ball on the 39.
Yeah, overall, you got to be impressed with this Middlebury Tigers defense. Even when they're in goal line situations, they've been able to get crucial stops like that fourth and two on the QB sneak we saw on Brattleboro's previous drive.
And here comes Brattleboro coming up to the line on third and five. They are at their own 38. And Martinez goes down under center. He's looking at what he has. Got Chiquita behind him. He turns, but he's looking to throw. He's got a man wide open to the right and just lofts it over his head. But we have a flag. I have a flag on the far side of the field. We'll see what happened there. Really wasn't much of a good-looking play on that run, though. Kind of Griffin Lind, it looks like, was supposed to go out, kind of sit down in some open space, and then if he got it, try to make something happen, just overthrown. Looks like this penalty is going to go against Brattleboro based on body movement.
Yeah, we got the refs conversing down there, trying to sort out the situation as well, so it'll be interesting to see what they do coming out of this.
Tigers football on WVTK is brought to you in part by the National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Vergennes, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg. Online at mbmvt.com.
Penalty against Brattleboro is declined.
Penalty against Brattleboro is declined because if they had accepted it, they would have had the down to play again. Instead, by declining it, it becomes fourth and about five or so. And one would expect, being at their own 39, that they would punt it away to the Tigers. Certainly that's what the Tigers seem to be expecting, as they have Gleason and Pominville down at about the 25. And sure enough, they will punt it away. Last punt did not go well for the Colonels. They only got about 15 yards on the last punt after the pressure by Doug DiLorenzo. Let's see what happens here. And the snap, it's a high one. DiLorenzo again almost gets to it, but this time hits the kicker. Oh, but they're saying he tipped it. They're saying he was able to touch the ball off his finger as it rolls out of bounds at the 35. Nice job there by Doug. They're going to have to watch him on every time they punt.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I noticed earlier a couple times in the games where he's gotten dangerously close to blocking a couple on that high kick earlier. And on their first punt of the game, he was right there as well. So he's consistently right there on these kickoffs getting after it.
Yeah, just not able to, just the right tackle, just not doing much work and anybody else helping him out there on that side. So the Tigers, here they go. As much as they've been living a little dangerously and as much as they did lose that opportunity that Andrew had gotten them with that incredible run, still not in a bad place. Up 7-0 from their own 35, first and 10. Gleason's under center. He's got motion behind him. He's going to keep it himself. No, he's going to hand it off to Carpenter. He's going to work over to the right side. He's got about five people hanging on to him there. They drive him back. That is going to be no gain on that run for Spencer Carpenter.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Lamberg Insurance for all your for all lines of insurance, Washington Street in Middlebury.
And that's LaVerge Insurance. I ran into an old player named LaVerge the other day. Shout out to Gabe LaVerge. He was doing some youth football coaching here in town. It was cool to see him. And Gleason holds on. He flips it over to Trey Coffin. Nice room on the right side after that pitch out. And he's working towards the first down marker, met by a gang of Colonels. He's not quite going to make it, but nice pickup there. Gain of about eight. It's going to be third and about two for the Tigers.
3-yard line.
With 5:34 left to go in this first quarter, the Tigers are leading by a score of 7-0, looking to get to about midfield as they try to work their way back down to get another score. Game's moving a lot slower than it did the other night.
Yeah, it is. Not as slow as that first night's game when we had so many scores.
And penalties. But,
the clock's moving a little bit. Right now we're at the 5-minute and 30-second mark.
Gleason's got the double wing with one receiver out on the right side. He's going to hold it himself and try the right side. He looked like he had a hole. Excellent job by the defensive player to reach back and trip him. That was number 72, Kyle Banford, just making a shoestring tackle. Gleason was able to make the first down, but it might have been an explosive play if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, just going to say, you got to be happy with him moving the chains. But, yeah, you also got to love how he's letting the play develop. He faked it off the two guys, waited for it for the defense to bite, and was able to get what he wanted.
And Gleason's back under center. He has two wide receivers. This is an exotic lineup for them. They don't normally use this. A couple more wide receivers than normal. Gleason's keeping it himself. He's got a lot of space on the left side. If he can dodge people, and he does, picks up about 6 yards. Everything was very spread out compared to their normal setup. As a result, he was able to weave his way down over the left side. I thought he was going to get strung out by the defense. He was able to turn it upfield and gave about six.
Yeah, just what I was going to say. Gleason really made something out of nothing there. He had to juke quite a few guys, picked up a decent amount of yardage. Nothing huge, but really making something out of nothing.
And now this time, much more traditional setup. He's got one tight end on the... He's got two tight ends. He's got one wide receiver out to the right. It's DiLorenzo coming in motion. He's coming in closer to the line. And his three running backs. Kaufman in motion from the left to the right. Gleason pitches it to Kaufman, going over past the tackle. Finds a little hole on that side. Emily Ford, the ball is out. The ball was out as Kaufman was coming down. They're saying it was down. They're saying his knee was down. First down by Trey Kaufman. Gain of about 8 yards. They got away with one there, possibly.
Yeah, really fortunate there that they're able to hold on to that ball in possession here. You know, the storyline of the game so far has been mistakes. Not really penalty-wise, but just fumbles, interceptions, and situations like that. Messed up kicks. So you got to be careful.
So the Tigers have to feel good about that. It's 1st and 10 from the 40 of the Colonels. They're working their way downfield. Gleason under center. Looking to pitch it over to Kaufman on the left side. He's got some space to run. Gets met by four different Colonels at the same time. Still gained about 6 yards. Working his way up the numbers on the left side.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport, bigcountryhardware.com.
Trey Kaufman getting involved in the game a lot of different ways here on offense. Certainly running the ball, catching it. The Tigers right now sending in their signals.
Bring up a second and
it's going to be second and about two or three for the Middlebury Tigers. They are leading by a score of 7-0 with 3:24 left to go in the second quarter. Gleason under center, four wide receivers. Carpenter, the fullback, he's got one wide receiver moving from the right to the left. Now it's three on one side, one on the other. Gleason looks back, hands it to Carpenter, busts through a hole and through an arm tackle, manages to get up a gain of about three, down to the 27 of the Colonels.
Gilbo on the stop.
And really for the Tigers, it's been a, very rarely does one play look the same as the next. They go outside, they go inside, they roll Andrew out, they get Andrew to look like he's rolling out and then dive up the middle. He also has some choice in that, in his role as an option quarterback. I think he's doing a nice job of deciding where to go with it and really mixing it up. No mixing it up here, though. Spencer Carpenter just pulling forward, carrying a man on his back, rolling forward for a gain of about four on that play. Nothing fancy about that.
Carpenter, the ball carrier.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, making your buying experience a pleasant one.
Timeout on the field, Colonel.
Timeout called on the field by Brattleboro. We'll keep it right here for now. It's going to be a short one. And just a thought as we roll down towards halftime, we'll have a chance to talk about it a little bit. But, if you are the Colonels, what adjustments are you making right now?
Boy, it's got to be defensively. You know, they got to figure out something to stop stuff on the outside. Like on that touchdown that Gleason had when he rolled out to the side, no one is out there, no linebackers, no one out in the flat to kind of be there for him. So I say, Stop stuff on the outside. You know, the Tigers have been exposing it all night.
And, you know, in a way, this is a hard game to even deal with in some senses because it's a little bizarre. You have big plays going both ways at times. You have effective offense at times. You have other times where neither team is really getting anything going. Last week, we kind of understood what the flow was. I think the first week we even kind of understood what the flow was. This week, it's a lot of different things all working at the same time.
Yeah, well said. You know, a lot of these have been long drives in situations like this, you know, inside the 20, but errors have been happening in here, so we'll see what happens on this drive.
Gleason under center. He's got movement from his right tailback, and this time he's going to go. He puts it on the ground. In between the exchange between Carpenter and Gleason, it went on the guys, and the weird night continues, to be honest. Now it's going to be Brattleboro's ball, 2:28 left to go. Very often with a running team, 2:28 isn't that dangerous. This time it might be.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like I told him to do that, you know? Like, right as I was saying that, he puts the ball right on the ground. But yeah, you know, you can make something happen with 2:28. Anything can happen when you got a guy like Chiquita. You can bust anything off at any moment. So you got to play safe here.
And I think with that in mind, I don't think you go crazy with it. I think you say, okay, we have a guy who has that potential. We have as good a chance of making something pop by having him slam up the inside. Let's give him some chances of that as opposed to just chucking it down the field. It's Martinez now. In a strong offset eye, they hand it to Chiquita over between the guard and the tackle. He pauses. He takes his time. It's a patient run. He gains about 5 yards there. It was a very patient run. It's almost like he's so confident in his physicality, he's willing to not hit the hole that quickly.
Yeah, wait for it to develop. Wait for his blocks to be where he wants them to be. And even if there isn't a block, he's still able to plow through the guys and get what he wants. So
it is going to be second and about six for the Colonels. 2:03 left to go in the second quarter from their own 24-yard line. Martinez pitches Jaquite on the left side. He's got some room to run, bouncing through people. He gets up to about the 37, and there is a flag on the play. We'll see what the call was.
Possible holding here.
Possible holding, especially looking at the fact that the coach is on the far sideline with his palms up. I once learned at a coaching clinic, palms down, not palms up. Palms up shows you're frustrated.
Holding the call against
holding.
The
we pointed out last week, Chiquita had three runs of about 70 yards. All three of them were called back by holding. This has to be a problem. If you're the coach, you have to just say, let him do his work. Let's not fight so hard. Let's let him do his work because all we're doing is bringing it back. What looked like a great run for the Colonels now is going to put them in a tough spot here with 2 minutes left to go. It's going to be second and about, as they said, about seven. I guess that's about right. Second and seven, certainly possible for the young man, but time is ticking down. Colonels looking to do something. They're down 0-7, 1:38 left to go in the half. Martinez is in the eye formation with Jaquite at the backside of that eye. He's got the answer. Jaquite tries the right side of the line, too. Just busted through holes. Get up to about the 30, and this is going to be a horse collar tackle, I believe, or a face mask on the Tigers. He came through the line. It's really interesting for us. You can really see him come through that line. He's so tall. Everyone else is down around him, and he's kind of floating through that line. It's a really interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, rarely does he get hit, but he's the one initiating the contact, trying to tell guys, hey, if you want to hit me, I'm going to hit you back just as hard as you come at me.
And on what was about a 10-yard gain, they're going to get another 5 yards. The clock is also stopped at 1:25. So they're going to have first and 10 from their own 37.
Now, if you're Brattleboro here, do you take this opportunity to go to the air? You know, we haven't seen them do that at all tonight.
I think I don't. I think on several of these plays, they've been one tackle away from breaking it.
Yeah.
I think you keep going with it. You have at least another timeout. Actually, you have a couple timeouts. I'd say you keep knocking it. You've actually gone pretty far in a minute here, if it hadn't been for the penalty. Chiquita tries the left side. This time, he pops out of the men. He's working to get forward. Too many people, but his ability to stay alive is still evident there. Gained about five. Time is checking down now. You have to use a timeout if you are the Colonels. 49, 48. They still have timeouts. It's only second and about six. Why are they not using a timeout?
And their coach calls a timeout right now.
He was
frustrated.
What,
he was
10
telling
seconds?
Yeah, well, he was out over there telling him to hustle to the line, but no one in the huddle was noticing, so we had to call the timeout.
Yeah, it's just a tough spot to put yourself in, I think, at that point. So with 39 seconds to go here in the first half, Brattleboro second and five from their own 43, able to make a little bit working. You know, with that lost 10 seconds, I think I'm going to change what I said. I think you got to take a couple shots and just see what you can do. Of course, we haven't really seen what they can do in terms of shots. They have not completed a pass tonight. When they have attempted it, it is overthrown. So who knows what exactly they have in the playbook there for that.
Yeah, you know, every time they've had guys out wide, I've never seen more than one or two guys out there. And what I've also noticed is they're pretty small guys, so it doesn't look like they're the kind of guys they're going to want to throw it up to. It might be too dangerous to.
Let's go let him make a play.
Bag of popcorn, something good to eat on a nice fall evening here in Middlebury.
You know, from what I recall of Martinez last year, he is a quarterback capable of running. You know, there could be, if you had like kind of a two option, like a spread option sort of look, if you had wide receivers out, you had to feel confident in them. But then you just had Chiquita standing up there next to, now he's not going to develop that head of steam he needs, but you wonder if that might give them some more options, having Martinez able to move. Martinez dropping back, being pressured by DiLorenzo. He throws it up high. It's kind of just a duck up there, but he's a chance well out of bounds. Guy tried to tap his toes, but there was no tapping. Number 22, Matt Gaborio, was well out of bounds there. It is going to be third down and five for the Colonels. 31 seconds left to go in the first half.
Well, at least they had an understanding to throw it to the outside and try and get out of bounds. Sadly, he wasn't able to get the play, but good awareness.
Safe enough play. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, even if nothing happens here for the Colonels going into half, it's still only a 7-0 game. It is going to be 30 and 5 for those Colonels. Here comes Martinez calling out. He has two wide receivers. He has a very short eye. Chiquita is very close to him in this formation. And he's going to look back and roll out. He's getting pressured, but nobody's behind him. He's making a move towards the left side, keeping it himself, running out of bounds at the 45. Nice decision there by Martinez.
And just what you were talking about, that speed when he gets out into the open, able to zip and pick up, about 15 yards there.
That was a nice little run.
The ball on the 47.
Partially helped by the fact that he ended up with so much pressure behind him. He was able to pop forward out of that pressure. If it hadn't been for Cody Pominville up there pressuring him, he could have really gotten far.
Yeah, definitely not a design run there. He definitely did that out of necessity.
But you can see the potential that it has, for sure. Here's Martinez talking to his fullback, getting him to move, getting him to offset the eye to the right side. He's got tight end on the left side, tight end on the right, one wide receiver on the left side, Chiquita behind him. He's going to keep it himself, though, and gun it downfield. He kind of throws it up in a double coverage, almost intercepted there by Lane Sheldrick. Not a great attempt there.
Broken up by Sheldrick.
Yeah, they got to be careful with these deep passes. You know, it's not too late for disaster to strike. You get a pick and a few blocks downfield, and we're going the other way for seven. So you really got to be careful with those deep bombs and, double coverage there.
Yeah, just one thing you tend to see is for these running teams, there's no real progression. They come out, they roll out, there's one guy, and you can tell because they're locked in, and they just heave it, and it doesn't matter. If two guys on them, if three guys are on them, they just kind of heave it. One nice thing you'll see out of the Tigers, they'll often really do that more on a rollout. When their quarterbacks throw, generally it's on a rollout to the right and left. They at least have people coming across in levels. That time there were no levels there for the Colonels. 13 seconds left to go in the half. Colonels, 2nd and 10 from their own 47. They've only got 13 seconds to try to tie it up, as it is Tigers 7, Colonels nothing. And they've got a lot of people there close to Martinez, but it is Chiquita in the back. They move the fullback over on the left side of the line. Martinez rolls back, rolls out, looks to look long. Oh, DiLorenzo, that's going to be a face mask. Pulls off Martinez's face mask. Martinez is running without the football. Oh, boy, that was a big play. I haven't seen that in a while. Doug actually ripped his helmet off.
Yeah, second time we've seen a helmet pop off tonight, too, you know?
Yep, and just got a little too high. Got it hooked underneath right above the eyes, I think. Martinez just took off with it. Then turns around like, what? I was making space, man. You can't kill this thing, man. Nobody wants to see a high school kid get killed tonight. That's the number
one
thing.
Not worth it.
I'm sure he's mad, though. He's like, man, that's the best vision. He's had this helmet in my way, blocking what I can see. This is awesome.
And finally see the field.
It's like rugby. Even so, though, even after they pace it off, it is after that penalty, it is going to be 2nd and 10, but there's only going to be 8 seconds left here for the Colonels. This is going to be a long penalty, though. They do not look kindly on people trying to decapitate other people. It is going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Face mask against Middlebury.
And it's going to be set up on the 42. No, they give a 10-yard penalty. No.
Has put the ball on
15. Okay.
Yeah, I
gave
was
it on the
say,
side. I was like, they can't
15.
Give it a 10. No, it's a 10-yard penalty against
there's not, maybe there's not enough time to get a touchdown here, but, you know, you get yourself in field goal range, maybe a 15-yard pickup, and there you go.
You have a timeout. You just have to be ready to use it. Here's what you say to your guys as soon as something happens, you know. Give that a try, or do they just say, well, we just kind of pound it one more time and see what happens?
Yeah.
I think you're right. You've thrown it this many times. Give it one more shot. Tigers Football 92.1 is brought to you in part by Countryside Carpet and Paint, Middlebury. Your one-stop shop for it, paint and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way.
The ball is on the 42.
Ball's on the 42 here for the Colonels. It's Sexton. Four, but that is academic, really, at
seven
this point. Really, it's all about what can you do with 7 seconds. The officials are talking about it, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, not too much time to work with, but, you know, typically you don't need more than 6 seconds to get a catch and a down. Even if it's a play downfield, 6 seconds is typically enough for it to get out of the quarterback's hand. Granted, he doesn't waste too much time messing around back there.
Well, that's going to be the issue. Certainly, they're going to have their ears pinned back. Ready to fly. DiLorenzo's talking to the official, making some point probably about the way that the quarterback's using. So this time he's in the shotgun. First time he's seen the shotgun all night. Martinez is looking downfield. That time's wasting. He's headed towards the left sideline. He's able to spring out. He did get out of bounds, but that is going to be the end of the half. Good little attempt there, but nothing coming of it. At the end of the first half, Middlebury Tigers 7, Brattleboro Colonels 7. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
When looking for childcare, call Natus Play School South. They're now accepting 6 weeks to 5 years old. It's a great feeling when you have confidence in your childcare. Call 539-2107 or natusplayschool.com for enrollment. Conveniently located on Route 7 in North Ferrisburg.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark. Hey, Kathleen, it's the middle of the night. Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom.
You should turn on a light.
Yes, dear. Oh, God, Martin, I just fell in the toilet. You left the seat up again. Ugh.
Well, I did tell you to turn a light on.
That's not the point. You left the seat up.
Are you stuck? Need me to throw you a rope?
Ugh, Martin, no, I'm not stuck.
Well, I don't see what the fuss is all about then.
Oh, really?
But hey, we have this great new item at the store. I'll bring it home for you. It's a motion-activated toilet nightlight, so you'll have plenty of light to see to put the seat down.
Great, just great. For just what you need for all your home projects and gardening needs, or to light up your toilet, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome to the Mike's Fuels Halftime on 92.1 WVTK. Week 3 of the season. Half the game is over and the Tigers are leading by a score of 7-0. And Alex gives us a quick little recap of the scoring here. You know, we would think we would have a lot more to say, but here we go.
Yeah, I mean, we just had Gleason's 1 3-yard run into the end zone in the with 2 minutes left in the first. Other than that, we had a lot of close calls where we got into the red zone, but nothing would happen for both sides, really. A couple fumbles, couple interceptions. So good drives all around, but really nothing that is developed when they're in there.
And perhaps uncharacteristically for the Tigers, the way, as someone remarked here, they're a little allergic to the red zone. And that seems to be the case for both teams. How they've gotten to that point has been a little different. Whereas for the Colonels, they've been giving it over on downs, unable to crew up to get those first downs. For the Tigers, on one level, there's concern. You've had two fumbles, and you have had an interception. So there's concern there that you are giving it over. At the same time, you know you're not a team that usually turns the ball over, and without those turnovers, you're sitting in a pretty good place. So it's kind of this interesting spot where the Tigers have adjustments, focus adjustments. For the Colonels, it's really more about they have execution adjustments.
Yeah, you know, you just said it. The Tigers have been executing great. They've had great drives. A lot of guys are having great games. Coffin's having a great game. Gleason had an 80-yard run that he just busted off. On defense, they've done a great job holding in Jaquite. He's been held in check for the most part, other than that one large run he's had. So a lot of good things all around. But, yeah, just a couple execution errors, really.
Yeah, Gleason right now takes that 80-yard run, has well over 100 yards in rushing, around 110 or so. He's looked pretty good on the statistics end. Not a lot of stats for other people. They've spread the ball around a little bit. Trey Coffin's had a pretty good all-around day, as you mentioned. He's looking at around between 40 and 50 yards rushing. He also has caught the ball for 12 yards. Andrew Gleason has thrown a couple passes, including a nice 18-yard pass to Spencer Carpenter, but at the same time does have that interception on his resume tonight. So some adjustments. Certainly, you know, we could talk about the Colonels. They probably need to tackle a little better. They need to keep pounding it and not go away from Jaquite. For the Tigers, as good as a game you've had, 7 points on the board. Have you seen adjustments from last week that make you happy? Have you seen some things where you still feel like there's some problems?
Oh, absolutely. More diversity, you know. I don't know how many times last game we looked at them and we're like, all right, they're going up the middle with Carpenter. We saw it coming, and lo and behold, they did that. We don't know what's coming with these guys lately. They've been to the outside, throwing it up the middle, running it, a lot of option plays, you know. We've seen quarterback scrambles, broken plays they've been able to bust off. So a lot of different ways they've been doing it tonight. So you got to be happy with that. And I think it's showing in their production, you know. They really have – this defense has had no answer for them. They've been hurting themselves. It really has not been Brattleboro.
And as they go along, you know, the Tigers' record is one that stands up well for a team that's working on that diversity. In the next couple games, next game, the Tigers are going to be home. We're going to be on at home again next week as they take on the Colchester Lakers at home. Colchester, not a terribly strong team this year. And then we're going to be away at South Burlington on the 30th of September. Those are both games against weaker opponents where you can keep working on those things as you get ready for an Essex going into week 6. As far as Brattleboro, you know, you hate to say must win in the third game of the season, but it's a short season. You go down by 3 games, you're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you lose this one, you lose one more, and you can do no better than a 5-4 season, you know? Granted, they make the playoffs, so you really do have to win these games, especially, they all count. They all really do.
They do, and later in the season, when they have at Rutland, they have Essex, everything else. And as I said before, you know, when we were doing the pregame, this is the senior season of Jaquite. This is the senior season of somebody who is superlative. And just to say, you know, that some of the teams we've seen, St. Albans last week, what if you put, I mean, nothing against any of the guys who are running, nothing against Xavier Pipchin. Put Jaquite in that backfield, right? Put Jaquite right out here. Spencer Carpenter's a good player. Add Jaquite to that? Boy, you're really doing something.
You know, and honestly, I'm looking at this at this Brattleboro team, and I don't see the issue being his line. I don't see them not creating for him. It really is the play calling, you know. Even though he's getting carries, they're not giving him it in positions where he can do much with it. They're saying, hey, run it up the middle like they're expecting and bust through 30 guys and bust it downfield. You know, sometimes that'll work, but it's not always gonna. I would love to see them roll him out to the outside, toss it to him in the flat, and saying, hey, beat a guy or two, you know. putting him in a situation where he just puts a move on one guy and can make something happen. It's been pretty predictable with his run so far.
And the one that probably hurt them the most was on that fourth down when it was fourth and two. They kind of threw a wrinkle at them by having. But the problem is, if everyone's expecting Chiquita to come up the middle, and then Martinez comes up the middle, you're all already there anyway.
Yeah.
So you're just going to stop the dude in front of you, and instead of it being this, you know, 225 guy plowing at you, it's, you know, 180 or 170 or so, and he's a lot easier to stop without a fullback in front of him. So it even holds him back in that way. Well, it's Mike Fuel's halftime show here on 92.1 WVTK. Mike's Fuels of Bridport, serving Addison County and part of Rutland County, is your complete fuel dealer with a full line of fuels, including propane. Mike's Fuels also offers 24/7 emergency burner service. It's approaching the time for winter fuel programs. Give Mike's Fuel a call to discuss the program that fits your fuel needs. When it's time for fuel, call them at 758-3835 or 247-9500. Mike's Fuels on 22A in Bridport. And we're going to step aside here for a moment. We're going to return to the Mike's Fuels halftime show right after this. You're listening to the Middlebury Tigers as they lead the Brattleboro Colonels by a score of 7-0 at halftime. It's Friday Night Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
I enjoy doing all the small chores that come with heating with wood. Appreciate the exercise, too. You may not feel the same, and that's understandable. But if you have an old masonry fireplace that you're not using because you don't like fussing with firewood, you might want to consider another option. A fireplace extraordinaire gas fireplace insert. It'll turn that drafty hole in your wall into a high-efficiency heating system with a welcome fire when you want it. On and off at the touch of a button. Clean, convenient, no soot to sweep. No need for electricity either, which is handy during power outages. The fireplace extraordinaire features a green smart system. The most innovative collection of components, controls, and technology providing an elegant, smarter, and greener way to heat your home. Now, won't bother saying how good-looking the Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplace inserts are. You can see for yourself online at fireplacex.com. But I will say, they look much better in person at the Timothy Fireplace Shops in Shelburne, Berlin, and Plattsburgh.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back at the Mike's Fuels halftime show at 92.1 WVTK. And with a little bit of time left to go in halftime as the Colonels come back onto the field, Tigers are looking to see if they can get ahead. They're at score of 7-0, looking to stretch it out. Colonels, really as tough as the game has been for them, only a bounce or two away from being all tied up.
Yeah, you know, this game could easily be the other way. We could be talking about what do the Tigers need to do to get back in it. They've had scoring opportunities of their own, you know, so this game is closer than it looks.
It certainly is. And one has to wonder what's going on elsewhere around the state tonight. Interesting game, South Burlington, the Rebels going down to Rutland and playing. Rutland in a tough spot. They lost to Concord Carlisle last week by a reasonable score. They also lost the first week of the season. Mount Mansfield is playing at BFA St. Albans tonight, so the Bob White's looking to get on that track. I have a confession to make. So I told you the story last week about the Bob White's. I got the story right. But as my good friend Keith Collins, who is a very knowledgeable sports fan here in Vermont. He's involved in sports in a lot of ways. His kids played here. He works here now at the high school. He's been a long-time soccer official, all sorts of stuff, involved in many ways. Coached at Castleton for a while, I believe. He said to me, "Bjarke, good story, but it's not the Rockets. It's the Comets. The female team is not the Rockets." And I felt a little bit like a schmuck. He was the only person who called me out, which I felt good.
So why are they called the Comets, though?
So there was a coach, and now that I think it's Comets, I believe, in here, I'm going to get corrected tomorrow again. I believe the coach, and I might be wrong, but it was something like the coach's first name was like Connie or something like that. I should probably ask George Cuomo in the next booth. He would know. And so it was Connie's Comets, and then Bob White was the male coach.
Okay,
and so
all right.
The Bob Whites were the male teams.
Hey, good enough.
And then the
you
Comets.
Had it.
Rockets,
I liked it the
Comets.
Other way. Let's call them the Rockets.
I did want to clarify. This is not Rochester High School. They are the Rockets. It was the Comets of BFA St. Albans. So speaking of Rochester High School, there's somebody from over the hill down there waving hi. But yeah, I just wanted to correct that. Felt a little bad, but nobody else corrected me, probably because plenty of other people didn't know here in town.
Yep.
But
They
took my word for it. We got the Bob Boys part right, though, which was good. And all right, we're going to step aside for a moment here, and we're going to come off with the kickoff of the second half here at 92.1 WVTK.
Hey, sports fans, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, Vermont. This season, whether you're looking to design the perfect engagement ring, searching for jewelry for that special occasion, or wanting to restore or repair any piece of jewelry, stop in at Autumn Gold to visit our talented lineup of in-house designers, goldsmiths, and service pros. We'll help you get around those bases and score a home run. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
When looking for childcare, call Natus Play School South. They're now accepting 6 weeks to 5 years old. It's a great feeling when you have confidence in your childcare. Call 539-2107 or natusplayschool.com for enrollment. Conveniently located on Route 7 in North Ferrisburg.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Daneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Daneker Chevrolet.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And that's what we call timing. We're back for the kickoff of the second half of Middlebury Tigers Football on 92.1 WVTK. Brattleboro Colonels are kicking it off to the Tigers. Start the second half. Tigers will be going from right to left on your radio dial. Tigers are leading by a score of 7-0. Be a nice time for them to get some points on the board. The kick is up from the 40. It's a decent little kick. Bounces down to the 15, getting up in the hands of Trey Kaufman, who hands it over to Pearson Beattie, who finds a hole on the left side, gets across the 25, fighting to get up to the 30, and is finally brought down. It's at the 30 that the Tigers are going to start this second half.
So we always do this when the second half starts. What would you say is what Brattleboro needs to do coming out of this half?
Sure, I think what Brattleboro needs to do, really, is... this is going to sound weird. I think they need to do what they keep doing what they're doing. I think they need to focus on tackling. I think they need to make... but I haven't seen a terrible game. I think just their game kind of needs to come together. Has, you know, a few plays here and there, it could be a very different game. Gleason Hasney runs over to the left side, hands it off to Carpenter's going forward. Carpenter's actually stopped behind the line. That's going to be a loss of one for the young fullback.
So you would say that you think Brattleboro's... form of attack, let's go with that, has been successful so far.
I haven't seen that Brattleboro has other options. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, the passing there at the end of this first half did not do much. So keep doing what you're doing for a little while here. Gleason holds on to it. He decided not to keep it to Carpenter and gets stopped right there. Right now, the Tigers are moving backwards. That's the second one-yard loss.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Denecker Chevrolet. Free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Visit Denecker Chevrolet, RT7, Middlebury, Main Street, Virgins. Chevy, find new roads.
And for the Tigers, it's second and 12 from their own 28. It's Gleason under center. He drops back. He looks to hand it to Pearson Beatty, who gets shut down again. That's a loss of about three. Three plays, a total loss of 5 yards. They're going to be putting it away to the Colonels. Colonels have to feel great about the way this half has started.
15 with the ball back to the 25.
And I guess I just want to highlight that point that I really haven't seen what the, you know, you can imagine in a fantasy land what you'd love a coach to do. Let's spread it out and chuck it around. But if you haven't seen evidence of that, and you have evidence that they can do some of that work, keep running it. It's a 7-0 game. Just keep doing kind of what you're doing. And it's kicked, punted away. The Colonels are not going to touch it. They're going to get pretty good field position to start. Oh, goodness. Is this going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Tigers back here? I turned. I was calling where it was at the 41. A flag came out at the far end. Number 53 for the Colonels was laying on the ground. Connor Heiner. Two Tigers were standing over him. I'd hate to think what happened there. Andrew Gleason's employed talking to the coaches. We're going to see what happened here. Tigers are certainly moving back like they expected to be against them.
Yeah, and again, we got the boys in black and white getting together to talk about this, talk this one over.
Inadvertent flags.
Inadvertent flags. They called nothing on that one. I don't think it was inadvertent. I think they just talked about it and decided they didn't want to call it. Inadvertent I define as being, oh, whoops, the flag fell out of my pocket.
Yeah, the Brattleboro coaching staff giving the refs a piece of their mind on that one, too. Both of them yelling at them.
Yeah, when do you decide to pick it up? When do you decide to leave it? I guess you have to think of it the other way. Would you want it called on you? So the Tigers, they are going to be facing the Colonels. The Colonels are going to have the ball on their own 41. And here they come out onto the field after talking with the coaches. Officials say, let's get this thing going. 10:05 left to go in the third quarter. Tigers are still leading 7-0 over the Brattleboro Colonels. And Martinez coming up under center. Same setup here. You've got one wide receiver off to the right. Two tight ends in. Jaquite in the back of the I formation. And it's a hit out to Jaquite, trying the left side. Gets excellent pressure from the Tigers there. Number 36, Tyler Hutt, doing an excellent job blowing that run up. That was a loss. They're going to give him forward momentum. That was a loss about two on the run by Jaquite. Nice job by Hutt.
Yeah, Hutt was on the ground. He was grabbing on at Jaquite's leg for dear life, not letting him go. If you can't bring him down, hold him there, and somebody else will finish him off for you.
Yeah, why not, right? That's why. The Tigers generally do a nice job of that gang tackling. You're not usually going to see solo tackles. They flow to the ball, and they keep playing until that whistle ends. And the same basic formation here for them again. I formation, two tight ends, one wide receiver out to the right side. It is Martinez under center. He's calling it out. He turns. It's a toss to Jaquite on the left side. Trying to find a hole. Is able to find one. Plowing forward for a gain of about seven. It's going to be third and five on this next play for the Colonels.
46, where it's going to be third and five.
One nice thing about where we are, just so you know, we're in the center of the field where Alex and I are standing. We look right down on the 50-yard line. I feel like I get a more accurate gauge when I call it out of where it's going to be on this field than just about anywhere else.
Yeah, the school really hooked us up at the best spot in the venue, so our props to them.
It's nice to be home.
Yeah.
Nice to be home. Jaquite in the back of the I formation. This time it's a toss to the right side for Jaquite. Nice hole created by the line. He bounces it left, bounces off the middle. He stays up and stays alive. He's eventually brought down by Andrew Gleason. But not before he gains about 15 yards on that play.
Insane stiff arm by him there, too. He stiff armed someone behind him and actually pushed off him to get himself getting more momentum coming down the field. So crazy move there by him.
And this is, to some degree, what I said meant about keep doing what you're doing here. There's no real reason to stop doing this. If what you have is a big running back that wears people down, you have to give him a chance to actually wear them down. That's where they went wrong last year. Chiquita in the back of the I formation. This time it's a hand up the middle to the fullback, and he's just plowing through people. He's doing his best Chiquita impersonation. That's a nice game of about 7 yards there for Colton Gravina. Nothing fancy.
Yeah, Middlebury's really got to buckle down here. They risk letting this get too close to the end zone right now.
And right now, it is going to be 2nd and 4 on the 38 of the Tigers. Right now for Brattleboro, who had a 32 of the Tigers. Brattleboro had to not feel totally confident coming out of halftime. Has to feel like they've got things working their way, at least for the short term right now. One wide receiver, that's Matt Gaborio off to the left. Everyone else in their traditional I formation. Chiquita test to the right side. Absolutely blown up there. Tyler Hutt. Another nice tackle by the young man from the nose tackle position.
Hey, level Chiquita right there. He came right in and put him right on his back.
That's what he's going to be talking about tomorrow with his buddies. Hey, did you see when I came through the line? Chiquita was right there.
Well, that's a confidence builder from him. If you can do that to him, you can do that to anyone in this division.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hutt gives up some size to Chiquita. Maybe not in overall girth, but certainly in height. That was a nice tackle there. And all right, it is going to be 3rd and 4 from the 32 for the Colonels. Big play here for them. And it is dropped back, and Chiquita able to work over the left side. If he gets that much of a head of steam, he is going to get the first down, and he sure does. It's a gain of about 6 or so for the Colonels. And that's the thing to me. When you have runners like this, you know, people talk about 3 yards in a cloud of dust. In Vermont High School football, when you really watch a fullback work, generally it's 5 or 6 yards in a cloud of dust. It seems like a short run, but it's often 4 or 5 yards. The lines do a nice job of moving people. The defense doesn't always get as much push as they would like. You know, sometimes it's almost like people overly, you know, make it complicated. I like the simplified approach right now by the Colonels. Two wide receivers, I formation. Martinez handing it off to Ravina. Running up the middle, and again, doesn't look like a lot, but he's grounded and pounded. I'd say that's going to be at least a 4-yard gain.
Yeah, and a couple runs now, the Tigers' defense has almost taken it for granted that he's going to go down, and these guys have been able to move the pile a few extra feet. And like you said, you can't overlook those 5-yard runs. If you keep getting those, you can move the ball pretty quick down the field, as we're seeing right now.
Absolutely. It's going to be 2nd and about 6 or 2nd and 7, 5:55 left to go in this third quarter. Colonels still trailing Tigers by a touchdown, but trying to work. They're down almost to the 20 of the Tigers. Tigers are down low in almost a goal line position here, even though it's 2nd and 7. And it's Martinez rolling back, gives to Chiquita on that left side. He's staying up. He's staying strong. Wow, looked like they were going to wrap him up. He was not able to. Took Cody Pominville on that far side to drive him down. Tigers really sold out there for the run up the middle. The linemen were down on their knees, basically, and then they pop up a little bit, getting ready to get underneath the offensive line. The problem was they weren't able to recover when Chiquita bounced outside. It's going to be 3rd and 1.
Yeah, and you know the run is coming. You don't know where it's going to go, but you know it's coming. So you've got a lot of guys you can dedicate to stopping it. So you can't be letting guys get unnecessary yards like that pickup there.
And it is 3rd and 1 for the Colonels from the Tiger 17. Off to Chiquita on that left side. Nice hole, bouncing it outside. Plowing over people, staying up. He's getting down. He's going to be down between the 5 and the touchdown zone. Looks like it's going to be the 3 or so. Pretty good gain, about a 15-yard gain.
And will they make the mistake of denying Chiquita carries right when they're in the red zone again? They're right there again. All right.
They've already had
him carry it. By Brown's Welding, 42 years of residential and commercial. They do steel and fabrication, plus crane, forklift, and main lift rentals, 802-363-5691 in Bristol.
So far in terms of play calls, right now there have been 8 plays called in 9 plays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, because people want to hear me count on the air. Out of 9 play calls, 7 have been Chiquita runs. 2 have been runs by the fullback, Ravina. And this time it's Chiquita right side, completely untouched into the end zone. This game just got a lot tighter.
If you get out your 50-50 tickets...
That was, you can mark that down, that was a... And rare for Vermont High School football, as we talk about, that was a 10-play drive for the Brattleboro Colonels.
Yeah, pretty similar to every drive they had this game, too. Just little plays the whole way, chipping away, chipping away. And when they got in the end zone, no one touched Makite.
And what's kind of remarkable, that ability to chip away and chip away, we talk so often that if you make somebody run a 10-play drive, invariably someone is going to make a mistake. I think one other benefit of simplifying the playbook is you just do kind of what you know how to do. And it's up. The kick is good. And we've solved nothing yet. It's 7-7, 4:43 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When looking for childcare, call Natus Play School South. They're now accepting 6 weeks to 5 years old. It's a great feeling when you have confidence in your childcare. Call 539-2107 or natusplayschool.com for enrollment. Conveniently located on Route 7 in North Ferrisburg.
McIntyre Services in Middlebury has been serving Addison County residents for over 70 years, and the season is changing, and it's time now to think about heating oil. McIntyre Services has the fuel to keep you warm and burner service to keep that furnace running efficiently all winter long. McIntyre Services is also your local Sunoco dealer, and you can save big with the Sunoco Rewards Card. How does 5 cents off every single gallon at the pump sound? Start saving money now at their two locations, Exchange Street, Middlebury, and on Court Street, Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
As my old radio partner Dave Sears always used to say, we've solved nothing yet. And that is the case here with 4:43 left to go in the third quarter, where the Middlebury Tigers and the Brattleboro Colonels are all tied up here at Doc Collins Field of the first home game of the 2016 Tiger football season. Check Jaquite with a 4-yard touchdown, untouched into the end zone, and now the Tigers getting it back, tied up. And the kick is up. It's going down. Kaufman is going over Kaufman's head. It's going to bounce at the 1-yard line where Trey's going to pick it up. And he's going to get tackled very early at about the 14. Right now, Brattleboro's got some good things going for it. Tigers need to respond.
Well, that was the longest kick I've seen all season, man. Absolutely. He put it right inside the 5-yard line there. He was hoping it bounced in the back of the end zone.
Well, it's really kind of amazing what adrenaline can do, especially for young. You know, when you're young, it's no one's fault. Anyone knows when you're young, you are more susceptible to the swings of youth and energy, right? You get a little more up, you get a little more down very often than when you're older. And so, you know, the difference for a team when they're hyped up versus when they're sitting back on their heels is substantial. And here come the Tigers, first and 10 from their own 14, 4:36 left to go in the third quarter. Gleason under center, he turns, he's holding on to himself, looking out the right side, he's got Carpenter looking to block for him. He gets out there, gains maybe 2 yards, but he is drilled once he comes across the line of scrimmage and brought down. That looked like a designed run from the very beginning. He was tackled by number 23, Jack Gagneau.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Autumn's Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street, Middlebury, and AutumnGoldJewelry.com.
One of the best things the Middlebury Tiger coaches do is make adjustments. They find ways to do things a little differently. And right now, you know, they've been doing all sorts of things. Will they, in a 7-7 game, get a little more conservative and play kind of what they think of as Tiger football? Maybe not. Is Gleason making a pitch out to that left side? Over to, not sure who had that, but he had to kind of keep it in his hands, look dangerous for a second. It was Lane Sheldrick with the carry, not gaining a ton of yards on that play on the left side.
Yeah, I was gonna say the opposite, man. I say keep going to it, be confident, do those little tricks that was working for you in the first half. If it's working, keep going to it. You know, don't get stagnant and just fall into the run. They have the ability to be dynamic.
I think, to give you credit, I think that's exactly what they appear to be doing, especially as they have a single setback. Gleason going back, looking downfield, but he gets picked off. He gets picked off, and he's got a leader. It's going to be one man to beat. It's going to be a... Is it going to be a 1-yard line? What happened there
it
at the end?
It almost looked like he fumbled going into the back of the end zone.
Yeah, but if he fumbled in the end
touchdown.
Zone, it's still a touchdown. It's a touchdown for the... Brattleboro Colonels. Maybe they got a little too creative.
Oh,
number
boy.
53, Connor Heiner, Connor Hyder with an interception return.
Yeah, that's Gleason's second pick of the day, too. Really ill-advised throw on that one.
Yeah, he looked, and it was a very flat pass. He had a wide receiver coming out, but the pass was so flat when it came out that it was Hyder just was able to reach up and grab it. And there is going to be a little bit of a delay here. We do have a player down on the field as they go to tend to him. We're going to take a quick timeout here. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Fourth and Goal on Main Street in Middlebury has all your local team sportswear, whether it's high school football, college hockey, soccer, lacrosse sticks, ice skates, and more. Fourth and Goal has it for everyone whose closest contact to the field, court, diamond, track, or pool is from the sidelines. Support your teams by wearing the same colors in the stands, just like the athletes do in the fields. Make it Fourth and Goal. They have everything for your rink, court, field, pool, and diamond, and has proudly supported our local team sports for over 33 years. Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back. Players up off the field. He was able to get up under his own power. We always like that, seeing young men be okay. And right now we have a kicker in, looking to make it 14-7 for the Curtles. The kick is up. It looks like he got it. That was another point there for Jack Price. And right now it's Brattleboro leading Middlebury, score of 14-7. 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials. And with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters, hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And with 3 minutes left to go in the fourth, it's the Tigers looking to try to make something happen here. They just gave the lead over. It was the fourth turnover of the night for the Tigers. The third turnover credited to Andrew Gleason, his second interception of the night. Ball came out flat. Connor Hyder was able to go up and get it and pull it in. And he ran it into the end zone. Had some nice blocking on his way by Chris Carroll. Really, there was no one over there to do much about it. And right now for the Tigers, with 3:14 left to go in the quarter, with 14-7, it's time to make something happen.
Yeah, doesn't it look like something just clicked in the Colonels' minds right now? Coming out of the half, they put 14 points up in a split second, you know, a blink of an eye.
Yeah, and you know, right now the Tigers are staying. We talked about whether you do something different or stick with your Tigers stuff. Right now they have four wide receivers, one running back, although Kaufman's coming into motion from right to left. It's Gleason's going to keep it himself over on that right side. Gets absolutely rocked. Andrew has to be careful. He was carrying that ball up high underneath his chin. He got rocked. That was a loss of about 1 yard, not maybe two.
Yeah, Gleason's got to be careful not to do too much here and feel like it's his mistakes that got them in this position and he's the one who has to make it all back. Trust in your teammates. Do what you were doing earlier in the half when Kaufman was going, when Beattie was going.
I'd like to see a helpful dose here of Spencer Carpenter. But no, they're going to throw it over to the left side to Trey Kaufman. He's got out a little bit of space. Face mask actually on Trey Kaufman as he draws it down. They're not going to call it because they didn't see it. Offensive face mask, he got away with one, but didn't get any yardage, really. He maybe got 2 yards on that pass. So for the Tigers, I think a little ground and pound. I hate to say it. I know it's going to be third and long, But what you do best, your bread and butter, is running that football. I know they're trying to get people into space, but right now, I'd love to see on this third, giving it to Carpenter. You know they're going to think you're going to spread it out. Go up that middle, see what you can do. Let's see what they decide. And is that Kaufman getting over to that right side? Yeah, first down for Trey Kaufman. Nice hole opened up on the right side for the Tigers line. Kaufman, huge first down for the Middlebury Tigers. They're going to be at about midfield with 1:56 left to go, making something happen. Huge drive, drive of the year so far here for the Tigers. This is a really important one.
Well, yeah, they really did need that one there. And you know, I'm looking to see the same composure out of the Tigers right now that we saw from the Colonels when they were down 7. You know, they didn't look too shook. They understand that there's still time left to do it. You know, we got a whole quarter left to play here.
Yeah, which is interesting, because I've been thinking, I thought it was the third quarter. It says it's the I'm a little confused by the time.
That's got to be a typo.
Isn't it wrong? Because it didn't jump forward. I feel like I'm leading the people astray.
They couldn't have fooled us both.
No, they couldn't have. It's Carpenter coming up the middle. I've been saying the fourth, because they had it up in the fourth, but I was deeply confused. It is the third quarter. I apologize to everyone at home, but I was led astray. I didn't want to argue with the scorekeepers where it says fourth on the
You weren't wrong, though.
Thing.
This is their biggest drive of the year, though. It really is. They really haven't been put in this situation where they're the ones who need to make the points right now. They're the ones that all the pressure's on.
So with 1:30 left to go in the third quarter, we've decided it is Gleason under center. He's going to hand it off to Carpenter, working that right side, powering through people by the right guard and the right tackle. I will say, I've identified when they decide to go up the middle, it's that right side over behind Nate Ward and Maverick Payne. That's where they like to do work when they really need that rough yardage. And right now, nice gain there by Carpenter when he needed it. Gain of about 6 or so.
Well, they're moving the ball right now.
Hate how much that scoreboard threw me off. I apologize to everyone. All right, Gleason under center. Carpenter now taking it up the middle, trying to smash forward for the first down. He does. Again, nothing fancy, but you don't want anything any fancier about Spencer Carpenter. Just powering forward. 49 seconds left to go in the quarter. Score 14-7. Colonels over the Tigers.
It is
going to be first down for Middlebury. Middlebury Tigers brought to you in part by 4th and Goal. Everything for the rink, court, field, and diamond, Main Street in Middlebury. And right now, Tigers back to their old formation. Two tight ends, double wing, Kaufman in motion coming right for left. Carpenter immediately behind Gleason. Gleason has it, he keeps it himself, rolls back. He's looking downfield, throws it high for Carpenter, just off his hands there. No go on that. He had him open just a little bit high.
Yeah, floated just a little too long. And like you said, yeah, he was open. If he made that, he might have picked up the first.
Second and 10 here for the Tigers from the Colonels, 41. With 34 seconds left to go in the third quarter, Tigers trailing by a score, 14-7, Brattleboro head. Gleason coming under center. This time he has four people split out wide, two on each side, although right now, man cover motion left, right to left. It's Kaufman gets on the left side on a throw out. He now cuts it back inside, looking for space. He's able to get some, turning and peeling up across the 30-yard line. It's going to be a first down for the Tigers.
So sad we can't give the MVP to the same guy twice, because Kaufman's having a heck of a night.
He is playing very well here. And really coming up with it when they need it. You know, I mean, that's the important thing here for him is that, you know, who do you go to when the going kind of gets tough? I think Trey should feel good that the team keeps trusting to put it in his hands when they need to get yardage. And right now the Tiger coaches are putting it in here. They've got DiLorenzo far to the right. They've got Kaufman far to the left. They got Trey coming from motion left to right. Gleason keeps himself getting around the right tackle. But he had to try a huge block by Doug DiLorenzo to free him up. A little bit. He gets forward. He gets about 6 yards on that run.
Oh, boy. He absolutely crushed him. He's still down.
As time runs out in the third quarter.
And that's the end of the third quarter. The score is 14-7. Brattleboro leading Middlebury. You're listening to Friday Night Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And this time, it really is the fourth quarter here on 92.1 WVTK. Going to the fourth quarter of the third week of the season, Tigers in the unusual position of being down by a score of 14-7. However, they've been moving the ball on this very important drive. It's second and four for the 24 of the Colonels. The Tigers are getting close to moving into the red zone of the Colonels. Huge block by Doug DiLorenzo on Braxton Stacey. Slowed us down a little bit, but here we go. It's Andrew Gleason under center. He's got Carpenter behind him. Gleason fakes over to the right side, but then looks long. He's got DiLorenzo in the end zone. DiLorenzo goes up. He's intercepted again. It bounced out of DiLorenzo's hands and ended up in the hands of number 22, who's returning it back. We have some flags. That's the third pick of the night for the Middlebury Tigers.
God, and Gleason's got to be kicking himself after that one. Third pick on the night, a fumble on the night. Not having his best night statistically.
No, and really it was short enough. DiLorenzo was tall, was able to go up to try to fight for it, but just wasn't able to bring it in. And it was Matt Gaborio with the interception. Gaborio is a wide receiver, so that's something he's used to doing. And right now for the Tigers, boy, you know, all this passing. Andrew's a good quarterback, and he throws it well, but right now it's just not working well for the Tigers. Andrew's coming off the field with his head held down. He's got to be kicking himself, as you said. You were right there, getting near the end zone, near the red zone at least. Now it's over to the Colonels once again, and the Colonels can choose some clock.
Yeah, and you got to think if the Tigers get the ball back with this score still what it is now, that Gleason isn't going to be taking as many of those throws.
No, you really can't. I mean, just run and run for a while. I mean, right now, you know, the first one was an excellent defensive play. Second one was one where Gleason left it a little flat. That one was one where it was just kind of toss-up, and DiLorenzo was just so far in front of Doug, he couldn't really get back to it. Excellent play by Gaborio to bring it in. Self-inflicted wounds by the Tigers right now.
Yeah, you know, a good drive going there, too. They had a couple plays going. They were out in scoring territory, really. Just fell apart again inside the 20.
So now it's up to Tyler Hutt and the boys to break this thing down and see what they can do. They're in a, they've got a few down linemen, a lot of them standing up though. And here come the Colonels. Nothing fancy. Pretty much all of them taken together. Martinez looking to give himself some space from that end zone.
On the
so there was a penalty after that interception. It ended up being against the Brattleboro Colonels. So they were backed up against their end zone, but they were able to plow forward a gate of six by Martinez. It's going to be second and four from the 10. And here come the Colonels. Martinez under center looking to get something going again here. This time he heads to Jaquite, testing the left side. Nice hole by the offensive line. Jaquite staying strong and high. He is going to cross the first down boundary. It is going to be first and 10 for the Colonels.
For the Colonels, first and 10.
There's a gain of about seven for Jaquite. Now time does really start mattering for these Tigers. It is 11 minutes left to go, but for a running team like the Colonels, you have to expect they're going to take as much time off the clock as they can and just kind of keep pounding it. They're not far ahead, but might as well use time while you can since you've only allowed one score all game. And Jaquite is in the back of the I formation, but it's the handoff up the middle to the fullback who's bouncing and bobbing his way as much as he's been a straight line runner. That time's a few jump cuts he was able to gain, a gain of about 7 or 8 right there for Ravina.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union, One Credit Union, Green Street in Vergennes.
And it is going to be second and about two here for the Colonels from their own 25, leading by a score of 14-7, 10-20 left to go in the game. One right wide receiver off to the right for the quarterback. He hands it off, and a good hole created by the right side of the offensive line. And that's all Jaquite needs to build a head of speed. Gain of about seven for the big guy. It's almost as though if you don't hit him right at that line of scrimmage, he is going to get another five past that no matter what you do.
Yeah, if he's allowed to get ahead of steam going forward, there's really no way to stop him. You try and grab him from behind, he's going to drag you with him. You try and stop him from in front, you're going to get leveled.
First and 10 for the Colonels on the 32 of their own side of the field, leading by a score of 14-7. Tigers right now, it's been a good night for Tyler Hutt. He's been doing work. Those guys need to make things happen at the line of scrimmage and not put the linebackers in a position where they're having to stop a train. And right now, it is Martinez. He hands it off, this time to Ravina, who's also doing work. He's plowing forward. Gain of eight on the first round down run for the Tigers. And not a good look. Yaro Pereira comes off the field holding his arm, hopefully just a step. And it's going to be second and two here for the Colonels.
Middlebury really needs a big play right now to rally behind that can get them saying, okay, we can stop this guy, these guys, end this drive and get going the other way. There's still time on the clock to make something happen, but if they keep eating it like this, they might be in a bad position by the time they get the ball back.
And with Ravina running as effectively as he is, you know, it's a thing where each of them can kind of take a break and get a little rest here between each play. And this time it's Ravina keeping it again, working the left side of the field, spun down there by Nick Beatty, doing a nice job on that tackle for the Tigers, really keeping anything from happening there. It's going to be third and short, though, Beatty for the Colonels.
In on the stop. No gain on the play.
Gain of one, maybe none. It's going to be about a yard or so for the Colonels to try to pick up here. Right now, you need those big boys right there in the middle. Oh, they're actually going to measure this. Thought it was about a yard back, but maybe not. You know, you have to actually think, if you are the Tigers, in a weird way, you'd almost like this to be a first down, because if it's such short yardage, third and two, they're able to get a play and then have the first down play. You'd almost like this to be a first down. Go ahead.
All right, I was just going to hit you with another one of our sponsors. We got J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363. That's 388-6363.
And it was a first down picked up by Ravina there. So it is going to be first down for the Brattleboro Colonels at the 42. They have killed 2 minutes off the clock so far in this drive. They have moved. To be fair to them, they've moved almost 40 yards. Still a lot of turf left to cover. They're still on their side of the field, but if you're able to eat up clock like this, it makes it much harder on the Middlebury Tigers. One wide receiver far out to the right, two tight ends, and one setback and one fullback here. And it's Jaquite testing that right side. Big hole. He's got it. He's scrambling forward. Big hole on the right side. And then he just kind of plows into people. 5 yard gain for the Colonels. Some nice sportsmanship there. We had Maverick Payne was sitting on the ground, and it was actually Tony Martinez, the opposite quarterback, who picked him up. You don't necessarily see that every day, so some good sportsmanship. Maverick's doing fine. He's coming off to the sideline.
Well, you just love to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially as the guy's trying to kill you on every play. So set 5 yard gain for Jaquite, makes it second and five. Getting near midfield, it's the 47 here for the Colonels. Martinez under center, one wide receiver off to the right. I formation, Jaquite. It's going to be Ravina moving forward. Ravina, you know, you can't say it's easy that he's picking up this first down. It's because he's plowing through people. At the same time, you know that's exactly what he expects, and he has to feel great running right up the middle and gaining 5 yards every time.
Yeah, really, nothing stopped him on this possession. They've been going 5 yards, 6 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards, basically every single play, really. So they're getting all that they want right now, and frankly, the Tigers' defense just looks tired.
21 yards on this possession for the fullback, Colton Ravina. So, you know, you've got he's averaging 5 yards. He's averaging, 5 yards a pop on these carries. And right now, time, and perhaps most importantly than everything else, time's ticking away. 7:45, 7:44, 7:43. It's ticking against these Tigers. 14-7, Colonels. There's a timeout. We're going to quickly step aside here at 92.1 WVTK.
Does your car need a repair? Do you need a tow or maybe just general maintenance? I'm Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto. Here at Mike's, we do it all. We tow cars, we fix cars, we sell cars. We have storage and U-Haul, we have master ASC certified techs, and we guarantee all of our work. So if your car or truck vibrates, rattles, whines, knocks, or just plain leaks, give us a call or hit us online at mikesautomid.com. You can even like us on Facebook. And remember, if we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And right now they're still talking it out here on the field, trying to figure out what they're going to do for the Brattleboro Colonels. It is a first and 10 at the 45 of the Tigers. They're looking to kill more clock and see if they can extend their 14-7 lead for the Tigers. If there's ever a time for a stop, this drive is it.
Yeah, I think this possession is it, really. You know, if they get inside the 30, we've been seeing their punter slash kicker just kick it from so far out today. We don't know what this guy can drill. He's been showing college range, really.
That's right.
So a field goal really puts them in a tricky spot in this game, especially against such a run-heavy team.
A field goal would be absolutely huge. You're absolutely right. Tigers need a little bit of stuff here. This time, Martinez, they fake it over to the fullback, Ravina, spinning around, getting some more yards. It's a four-yard gain. A little misdirection made it look like it was going to go to Jaquite, but Ravina cut it back the other way.
Yeah, we're really starting to see Brattleboro mix up their runs a little bit and how they're running them, where they're attacking. It's not just straight up the middle anymore. They're hitting you with a number of different guys. It isn't just Jaquite anymore.
No, and in the third quarter, as you point out, it was Jaquite and Ravina a little bit. Now it's Ravina with quite a bit less Jaquite. And it's Martinez under center, Ravina behind him. This time it's a pitch to Jaquite on the left side. Great blocking by the offensive line, absolutely pushing back the Tigers. The linebackers were able to come up and clean it up quite a bit, though, kept there being a bigger gain. It's going to be third and about four. It was a gain of three there for Jaquite.
That time for Middlebury. Ball spotted on the...
And that's about a three-yard gain for the big guy. It's going to be third and three from the 38 of the Tigers. From this distance, it is three-down territory for sure. If they get closer, then they start... Or four-down territory. When they get closer, they have to start thinking about what they're doing. Martinez under center. And it's going to be Martinez keeping it himself. Easy hole on the left side. Gates through first down and then some. He got about 9 yards on that run for the quarterback.
Got it. These chains are just slowly moving up the field right now. It seems like every play is just these little gains chipping away.
Absolutely, but those little gains, they then can really eat some clock. Time is ticking. 6:17, 6:16, 6:15.
Yeah, we've seen this drive take up about half this quarter already.
Absolutely. I think you're pretty much right. You know, it was about 11-11 or so when they took it over. And they're still, if you make it up, they've only made three-quarters the length of the field. They're eating clock. Tigers, now is this time for a stop. Even so, it's first and 10 on the 27. Jaquite in the back of the I formation. One wide receiver left, one wide receiver right. Ravina in at fullback. Martinez takes it, hands it off to Jaquite, following Ravina on the right side. Nice job there by the defensive line, able to step up and stop him. And no gain for Czech Jaquite.
Stopping them on the first down is huge here. If they can get one more, they can put them in a third and long situation where they really have not been comfortable tonight. So be huge for them right now.
At some point here for the Tigers, you know, you want to keep your timeouts. But when you get to that point where it's third down, something like that, you may have to burn one. And so it is the Colonels coming up to the line. This is second and 10. Nice opportunity for the Tigers here to make a stop. Martinez under center, I formation. Wide receiver out to the right. It's the pitch to Jaquite. Huge hole on the left side. Nobody behind him. It's a touchdown for Czech Jaquite from the 27. Really untouched.
Yeah, again on that one. His second untouched touchdown of the night. You could really just hear the air leave the building right there.
And what a tough spot for the Tigers. They are not at all used to being down by several touchdowns. This hasn't happened, to be honest, really in years at this point in the game. It's going to be a huge, you know, chance for them to work on what they do at this point here with 5:05 left to go and the Colonels going ahead by two scores.
We're really seeing what Brattleboro can do here. You know, they are a much better team than their record indicates at this point. They've looked dynamic in the run game.
And certainly for them, were this score to hold, they're going to feel a lot more confident that they have a chance to make something happen going ahead. And it is number 26 in for the kick. The kick is up, and it is good. Brattleboro 21, Tigers 7 on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows, recurve bows, and crossbows from Parker, Bear Archery, PSE, 10-point, Barnett, and Excalibur. So come on into the shop and take advantage of our superior customer service to tune up your bow and get dialed in for what's shaping up to be a great deer season. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe.
No doubt about it, the days are getting shorter and cooler. Time for a new season. And time to fortify your skin against the drying effects of the autumn chill. The Lumina Estheticians are ready with the Fall Rejuvenation Special. For just $99, receive a full microdermabrasion and LED lights treatment. Save 30% at this special $99 price. The Lumina Estheticians Fall Rejuvenation Special. Call 861-0200 to reserve your appointment for healthy skin this fall.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Sometimes it's like they have somebody they feel like they're working really hard. And so they're back here, and the Tigers are facing a big hole, 21-7, 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Just discussing the roles that the linemen have had to play. A tough night here for the Tigers. They've been working so hard to be up by two touchdowns. And so it is a kick return. Trey Kaufman trying to work his way up the middle of the field, trying to make something happen. He's stood up by a gang of colonels. The Tigers are going to get it at the 30-yard line, looking to make something happen. 5 minutes left to go in the game, trailing by two scores.
Well, they got to make something happen. They got to do it here quick. They need to leave enough time for them to have yet another possession after this one. So maybe they're going to be forced to put it to the air here. It seems like it's the logical move at this point.
Yeah, you know, and it's a tough spot because Andrew Gleason is certainly capable. He has some good wide receivers here. But at the same time, passing it has been what's gotten you in trouble. So it's a tough spot. They've got four receivers out, and Gleason's dropping back. He's going to look downfield. He's going to throw downfield. He's got Kaufman in the middle.
Oh,
Kaufman
boy.
Dropped it at the first yard sticks. Looked like he turned his head to try to look upfield. Would have been a nice pickup there from Gleason to Kaufman. I liked how that play was one that could get Andrew into a little bit of passing rhythm.
Yeah, well, Gleason's going to have a lot of time back there. They only brought four guys on it, and they had a lot more at the line to give him protection. So Gleason's going to have time to make throws right now and keep his head downfield.
Absolutely. Pick those up chunk by chunk by chunk and see what you could do. They had a few options for him there. Right now, he's got four wide receivers, three on the right side, one on the left. Gleason fakes one way, then looks back the other. He's going to get smothered, unfortunately, by the defensive line of the Colonels. That's a substantial loss on that sack, loss of about 8 yards. It's going to be third and 18 for the Tigers.
You got to think it's almost the game right here. If they turn the ball over, they're going to be running a lot of clock off, so...
Oh, you yeah.
They need something.
You're absolutely right. And here's one, you know, here's a great advantage of these Tiger coaches. They've been in a lot of games. They've been in a lot of situations. And it hasn't always been, you know, undefeated regular seasons. They've got some tricks in their sleeve. It's Andrew Gleason under center. He's rolling out to his left. He's looking. He's got several options downfield. He goes to the short guy, which is... Beatty, he gets about back to the 34 or so. It's going to be fourth and seven for these Tigers. Play of the night right now. As you say, the game, although already in a tough spot, truly hangs in the balance on this play.
On the field, Middlebury.
It was a gain of about 11. Play Middlebury's to take a timeout to discuss it. We're going to hang in right here.
Fourth and six for Middlebury.
Yeah, and it looks like they're keeping the offense on the field, clearly going for it on this fourth and eight.
Yeah, well, as you said, you certainly have to in the situation where if you give it over, it's 3 minutes left to go, 3:50. The last score was insane. You know, they ate basically 6 minutes off the clock, Brattleboro did on that last touchdown drive. Middlebury has to score two to tie this thing up. They have to go for it here.
Again,
fourth and eight from their own 34 for the Middlebury Tigers, trailing by the score of 21-7 here on Friday night, the third game of the season, the first home game of the season. Tigers tried to stay undefeated. Brattleboro Colonels tried to get a win on the board. Right now, the Tigers are going to need a nice play to keep this drive going as it is fourth and eight. And Gleason's talking to his guys. He's coming up under center. He has trips over on the left. Well, two wide receivers. He's got two running backs and one receiver to the right. He's looking downfield. He's got DiLorenzo open. Doug is unable to bring it in. And that was a huge one. That would have been a first down for the Tigers.
Yeah, and DiLorenzo looks absolutely crushed after not casting out. When granted, the pass was a little wide out there. It was a hard grab, but he really hoped to have that one.
In many senses, it's going to be the chances that got away. Andrew and Doug had such a fantastic week last week when they needed to, able to put together scores to beat the St. Albans Bobwhites. Both touchdowns, passes from Andrew to Doug. This time, the ball was a little short for Doug in the end zone, ended up giving the ball back to the Colonels. They were able to go and score. And then on this one, Andrew had Doug over on the right flat for the first down. Doug unable to bring it in. It is Colonel ball, 3:44. Colonel's up by two. Chiquite back doing work, sprinting up the center here. He's going to gain about 7 yards, and he's going to make that ball keep moving. Tigers have the ball coming out of there. Let's see what they say. Carpenter saying, I have it. But clearly
like they
were
spotted
saying
him
that,
down.
Yeah, they were not falling for that one.
All right, let's get a word from our sponsors in here. Tigers football is brought to you by Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and more. See them online at Mike's Auto, M-I-D-D.com. That's Mike's Auto, M-I-D-D.com.
26, I haven't tabulated the total, but 26 carries right now for Chiquite. He is certainly in the 150-yard range for sure right now for the Colonels, at least. But this time it's not Chiquite, it's Rivita running the ball. He's also had a good night. Flag down on the play. Either way, though, time's just ticking away. 3 minutes left to go. Colonels leading the Tigers 21-7. You watch that while I do a little bit of addition here.
So if this game does turn out to be a loss for the Tigers, do you see this as a humbling experience for them going forward? Or?
No, I think it's actually a pretty important experience, to be totally honest. This is a team, although they lost in the championship game last year, Andrew had come in really as the backup the previous game. Oakley Gordon had gone down with a knee injury. A lot of these guys hadn't really played a lot going into that. And I think for the Tigers, there may need to be a refocusing a little bit. You know, part of it is just getting punched in the mouth by a couple of really stud running backs. I think, but part of it is also maybe going back to the bread and butter a little bit and saying, who are we? What do we do so well as the Tigers? And really making that work. As Chiquite tried the right side, and he's bouncing it out again. He's going to get a gain of about 6 there. There had been a penalty, so it is going to be 3rd and about 4 for the Colonels. Tigers take a timeout here to try to preserve some time. 2:33 left to go in this game. Colonels is up. Colonels are up 21-7. There's a player down on the field. We're going to step aside quickly here. 92.1 WVTK.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has 4 cranes, 14 to 70-ton capacity with OSHA-certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80-foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000-pound capacity with or without operator. 2 new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds, have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craigie and his breakthrough a call. Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back to Doc Collins Field. 2:33 left to go in the fourth quarter. Middlebury Tigers trailing the Brattleboro Colonels by a score of 21-7. Right now, the Colonels looking at 3rd and 4 from the Tigers' 44, so the Colonels definitely in charge of this game right now. Barring some sort of crazy miracle, it is going to be a Brattleboro Colonels victory. Colonels will move to 1-2 on the season. Tigers will move to 2-1. Good news for the Tigers. They're going to be looking at games against Colchester and South Burlington. Certainly time to right the ship and keep working on what you're working on before you get Essex away on the 7th of October. For the Colonels, in the same way, they have a chance to build up some speed. They kind of have a flip schedule. They are going to play home against South Burlington, then away at Colchester before they play Rutland. So both teams, I think, coming out of tonight with a chance to address weaknesses that they had and a chance to build on positive successes.
Yeah, and the Tigers can't overlook who they got next in Colchester. You know, even though they haven't played well, this team right here hadn't played well. They lost two of their last games, one of them getting absolutely romped. Granted, Chiquite wasn't playing that night. But this is just an experience where you say, hey, we know who we are, we know what we got to do, and we can't overlook who we're playing or how we're doing. We got to come in there and just do what we got to do.
I agree. So, two tight ends here for the Colonels. Has been so often tonight, I formation, Jaquide as the tailback in that I, and one wide receiver off to the right. We have Colton Ravina, who's done excellent work at fullback, waiting for Martinez to snap the ball. Martinez is under center. He turns. This time it's going to Jaquite on the right side of the line. Big hole busting it up. It is going to be another touchdown for Jaquite, as happened before. Once he gets that hole through the defensive line and he gets to that second level, boy, he is gone.
Yeah, I really see the hype in this guy. He's played absolutely amazing tonight. Really put the team on their back. The Tigers knew who they were getting. They knew who they had to stop. And really, the guy's just proven himself to be unstoppable.
And with that 28-yard touchdown run, that is going to be over 200 yards by my estimate here and count. 200 yards on the night for Jaquite. So absolutely just a night that I think they were probably expecting from the first week of the season. Sometimes it takes a little while to get a train rolling, but that is the third touchdown of the night for Chuck Jaquite, over 200 yards. It's been a long time since the Tigers have allowed 200 yards running and three touchdowns to one player. And the kick is up. It is as good. 2:25 left to go. Middlebury Tigers now trailing by a score of 28-7. Brattleboro Colonels on top. You're listening to High School Football 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Fourth and Goal on Main Street in Middlebury has all your local team sportswear, whether it's high school football, college hockey, soccer, lacrosse sticks, ice skates, and more. Fourth and Goal has it for everyone whose closest contact to the field, court, diamond, track, or pool is from the sidelines. Support your teams by wearing the same colors in the stands, just like the athletes do in the fields. Make it Fourth and Goal. They have everything for your rink, court, field, pool, and diamond, and has proudly supported our local team sports for over 33 years. Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury is celebrating with Ram Power Days. Select Ram 1500s are now 20% off MSRP. Plus, their Foster discounts make September the month to buy. Don't miss out on the Jeep celebration event at Foster Motors. Right now, select Jeep Cherokees are 20% off MSRP. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com and visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, we knew it was a tough game. I don't think we thought it was going to go quite like this, though. Figured to be back and forth. Instead, it's been a 28-7 lead opened up by the Brattleboro Colonels. Tigers, however, trying to get another one on the board as Pearson Beatty is running it back. He's going to be stopped at about the 21. Tigers are going to have about 2 minutes here to see if they can put something else on the board. And really, I think tonight's been a couple stories. We'll talk about it later, of course, as we get the JP Carrera Player of the Game and have a post-game show here. But really, turnovers by the Tigers and then the really stalwart running of the combination of Chuck Jaquite. And I think it'll be overlooked probably in the papers, but Colton Ravina, also a really solid night for the Brattleboro Colonels. And so the Tigers looking over to the right side here, a chance to work on some things. What do you do in these situations? And right now, actually, it is Cody Pominville, the backup quarterback in the game for the Tigers.
Well, you know, you got to love the fact that so many fans have stuck around here. You look in the stands, and they're over 75% full. Not too many people have left. The whole student section's still here. They still back this team and give them support, and they're cheering them the whole way.
Well, absolutely. I mean, what a golden era of football in Middlebury. We're still in, you know, a loss at home. It's going to feel hard to a lot of people because they're not used to it. They haven't seen a home loss in a really long time. You know, the only loss in the past few years has been in a championship game in Rutland. How many other years, I mean, just in my time, We've been to championship games several other times. You lost to Rice once in a championship game down in Castleton, and lost one other championship game along the way, too. So they're used to winning. They're used to victories. They're used to home victories. It's a team they'll support through thick and thin no matter what, but it's just been fantastic, and it still remains so for the Middlebury Tigers. I think that's what the Tigers need to keep in mind. And it's Beattie running the ball up the middle on the handoff from Cody Pominville. Nice little gain there of 5 yards. Even so, the time keeps starts ticking away. Actually, that carry now was by number 33, Paul Deering. And there are other Tigers in the game as well. We got Brock Foote out on the line for the Tigers. Joe Langevin still in the game, but a few other Tigers in there as well. And so Pominville takes the ball. He hands it off. Big stuff there at the line as the fullback came through. That was Tyler Hutt carrying the ball this time. Tyler's had a tough game. Tyler's played well out there for the Tigers. It's been some tough sledding from his nose tackle position. He's played pretty hard. And just to say, as they're standing there, you know, it's important for the Tigers. You asked whether there might be some element of kind of coming back to earth. You know, I think it's important for them to keep in mind they still are that Tigers team. They still are tough. They still are strong. They got slapped in the mouth tonight, but they can still go out and be that aggressive team against other people. This time it's a run from the right to the left for the Tigers, the tailback running the ball down. This time the ball was being carried by number 14. That's Dustin Davio getting to touch the ball here.
All right, Tigers
six for him.
Tigers football is brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People, Route 7, South in Middlebury, and Mike's Fuel for all your home and business agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport.
I think another thing is they bring the sticks out to measure for the first down. I think it's really going to be important for Andrew Gleason to maintain his confidence in this. I mean, Andrew's been successful. He really is successful in all level of athletics. He's a very good lacrosse player. He's a very good hockey player. He kind of anchors the defense along with some other players for the Middlebury Tigers. And he's going to have to use that experience that he has to keep his head up and recognize there were a lot of different things that contributed to tonight's loss, not just those interceptions, and to stay confident and really go out and say, hey, you know, it's a little like they say about pitchers, it's a little like they say about goalies. You got to have a short memory, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you don't want a game like this to hurt confidence. Coming into this game, I was all for Gleason bombing it and throwing it down the field. He had great success through the first two games. And, you know, two of those picks really weren't even that bad. Not really his fault. He threw one to the wide outside in the end zone. Guy made an incredible catch to get it. And the other one in the back of the end zone was tipped up and caught. So you really can't blame those passes on him. His guys were in position to make those catches. Sometimes that's how it goes. Even Tom Brady gets picked off every once in a while.
He does. And he'll have to clean, you know, I know him well. He'll be the first to acknowledge that there's some things he'll clean up from tonight, and they're going to come back. These coaches do a great job of getting the focus on the cleanup. It is the snap up to Pominville, and then Pominville hands it off. Big bust out the side. Paul Deering going down that left side. He's got men behind him. He's at the 20, the 10. It's going to be a touchdown here for the Middlebury Tigers. Actually, it was Dustin Davio. Touchdown from Dustin Davio. Very long run.
All right. Let's get an onside kick. What
absolutely.
Do we say?
What was that? About a 70-yard run or so for him?
Roughly.
That was
something
crazy.
Like that.
Nice job. Let's put
no, they
that
almost
down.
Caught him at the end. Yeah, let's throw that
all
on the
right.
Score sheet. How
sure.
About that?
What a great run for a kid getting out there. You know, Dustin, he is a junior, but he's getting his first year real run here at the varsity crew. What a great run for him. What a great feel-good thing right at the end of the game for the Tigers. And this time it is going to be Bacherman out there to put the extra point up for the Tigers. They're going to try to pull within two touchdowns here with 1:16 left to go in the game. And it's up. The kick is up. The kick is no good, however. So Bacherman on the miss. It is 28-13, 1:16 left to go. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Not giving up.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile when you join the team.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And with 1:16 left to go on the clock here, it's the Tigers lining up. You can expect an onside kick here for sure, trying to get the ball back. If they give it over, they're not going to get it back. Jacob Bacherman's lined up. And instead, actually, they are kicking it away. I take that back. Down by two touchdowns. They didn't try for the onside kick. It's just going to go down at about the 10. That's where the Colonels are going to take it over. What do you think of that decision to not try to pop it back to yourself?
You know, I would have liked to see the onside kick there. Interesting call. Maybe the guy makes a mistake and runs, gets leveled, fumbles it, drops it maybe, you know. Not too many positive options, not too many likely options there. I would have liked to see the onside kick, but, you know, that's the Tigers. They like to mix it up on you.
You know, one element there, and certainly you try to you kind of kick it away. Maybe you can see, maybe you get these backups to kind of be in there and have some meaningful snaps play. But they're just going to run it up against you. It's nothing fancy that the Colonels are going to do to you. I think one advantage maybe of trying an onside kick is that you're getting a real-time chance to try it. At the same time, if you have your starters pulled at this point of the game, most of your starters, maybe you're not going to run them back out on the field. They've started, you know, tightening up. They've started kind of bodies are shutting down for the night. Maybe it's not worth running at that point. However, Jaquite's in there, and he's looking at back. Ravina's in there, and he's looking to run it up in the line against the Tigers. All sorts of Tigers in the game right now. We've got Robbie Popping in the game for the Tigers. We've got actually some people who not even on the roster at the moment here for us. We've got Wyatt Gallipo playing for the Tigers. Carter Leggett in on the defensive line.
All right, Tigers football. Tigers football is brought to you by A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting, and SFI Certified.
Jacob Bachman's in at safety. We've got Austin Friend in playing corner. And now it is going to be kneeled down here by the Colonels. 49, 29 seconds, 28, 27, with 3rd and 8. It's ticking down towards the end of the game and ticking down towards the first loss for the Tigers. They're probably, let's see if they make them run one more play. I don't think they're going to here. And as they talk it over, certainly the teams are coming out to the middle of the field to talk it back. That's going to be it. Final score of week 3 on 92.1 WVTK. Middlebury Tigers 13, Brattleboro Colonels the victors with 28. We'll be right back with the J.P. Carrera Player of the Game on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
4th and Goal on Main Street in Middlebury has all your local team sportswear, whether it's high school football, college hockey, soccer, lacrosse sticks, ice skates, and more. 4th and Goal has it for everyone whose closest contact to the field, court, diamond, track, or pool is from the sidelines. Support your teams by wearing the same colors in the stands, just like the athletes do in the fields. Make it 4th and Goal. They have everything for your rink, court, field, pool, and diamond, and has proudly supported our local team sports for over 33 years. 4th and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury is celebrating with Ram Power Days. Select Ram 1500s are now 20% off MSRP. Plus, their Foster discounts make September the month to buy. Don't miss out on the Jeep celebration event at Foster Motors. Right now, select Jeep Cherokees are 20% off MSRP. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com and visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
It's the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event, now at Della Motorsports. Customer incentives include $2,000 rebates on Polaris Ranger XP 900 and $1,000 rebates on the Polaris Sportsman 570, their most popular model, with financing as low as 2.99 for 36 months. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Della Motorsports. 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh, DellaMotorsports.net.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
You're listening to WVTK. I'm Alex Neskew. My partner, Bjarke Sears, is out there right now getting our player of the game. Tough night for the Middlebury Tigers tonight. Really rough game, losing it 28-13. Early on, they were looking pretty good. Each team kind of going back and forth with long drives down the field to no successful result. The Tigers were able to break one off in the first quarter towards the end with 2 minutes and 14 seconds off a bad punt by Brattleboro. Gleason was able to get a 3-yard run, making it 7-0. Going into the start of the second, Brattleboro was in scoring position, and Dekite really wasn't able to get anything happening on fourth and second when he got snubbed on the goal line. Giving the ball back on the next possession, Gleason was able to bust one off on an 80-yard run, but errors kind of plagued them throughout the game in the first half and a lot in the second half, getting picked off on the goal line with 9 minutes to go. Going into the third, it was a totally different tale, a tale of two halves per se. It was 7-0 going into it. In the third, with 4 minutes and 43 seconds, a long drive, 10 plays, all kind of small pickups, Jaquite was able to get his first score of the game, a 4-yard run, making it 7-7. Moving on later in the third, only a minute on their first drive, on the first drive of the Tigers, Gleason was intercepted by Heiner. Connor Heiner was able to take it all the way back to make it 14-7 and give them their first lead of the game. Moving on to the fourth, with 5 minutes and 15 seconds, another long, slow drive was brewing, and Jaquite was able to bust off a 27-yard run, making it 21-7, really busting this game open. And after a stop drive by the Tigers, Brattleboro was able to get something going yet again with 2:25. Jaquite on a 28-yard run. On just touchdown scores alone, Jaquite had 70 yards just on touchdown plays. The guy finished with over 200 yards in the game, really showing what he could do. He had 3 scoring plays. Feel-good moment in the fourth quarter, though, for the Tigers, per se. Dustin Davio, a guy who does not play a ton, was able to bust off a 70-yard run and score one, making it 28-13, our final score in the game. Great moment there. You know, a guy who doesn't get in the game much, able to get a score and show that the future of Tigers football is indeed bright. They were battling all the way down the stretch. I noticed late in the game that a lot of the fans were still here. They were still with this team all the way up into the end, even when hope seemed lost, even when the other team was starting to run down the clock. It was a great effort by the Tigers. Really, the story of tonight was errors. Not so much penalties for the Tigers, but it was more issues coming from passing plays and interceptions. You are listening to Tigers football on WVTK, your home of the Middlebury Tigers.
Are you and your family looking for a new home in the Rutland area? How does a heated pool, tennis courts, walking trails, no yard work, and Rutland's most stylish condo complex sound? Well, this home features 3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, and 3.5 baths. This townhouse was built by the original developer and builder of Country Grove for himself in 2001 and has many upgrades. Spectacular open floor plan with tons of custom windows, vaulted ceilings and wood beams, radiant heat, central AC, a huge kitchen featuring sleek Corian counters, tons of cabinets, and 2 pantries. A desirable first floor master suite with separate his and her dressing rooms and full baths. 3 bedrooms on the second level and 3.5 baths all make this a great home. You'll enjoy being minutes from city services and the Rutland Country Club. This is a terrific family home, especially at the asking price of just $339.5. Call Freddie Ann at Four Seasons Real Estate, 245-7291. 245-7291. Go online to fourseasonsir.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark. Hey, Kathleen, it's the middle of the night. Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom.
You should turn on a light.
Yes, dear. Oh, God, Martin, I just fell in the toilet. You left the seat up again. Ugh.
Well, I did tell you to turn a light on.
That's not the point. You left the seat up.
Are you stuck? Need me to throw you a rope?
Ugh, Martin, no, I'm not stuck.
Well, I don't see what the fuss is all about then.
Oh, really?
But hey, we have this great new item at the store. I'll bring it home for you. It's a motion-activated toilet nightlight, so you'll have plenty of light to see to put the seat down.
Great. Just great. It's for just what you need for all your home projects and gardening needs, or to light up your toilet, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a True Value.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back for the post-game show on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry. And you just listened to the Middlebury Tigers take their first loss in 28 regular season games against the Brattleboro Colonels. Last time they lost in the regular season was against the BFA St. Albans Bobwhites. And certainly that's a lot to take, but there's probably some good things to take out of it. We're being joined right now by our JP Carrera player of the game for the week three of the season, and that's Nate Warren. Nate, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
I know it's not, you know, probably the perfect situation to do so.
We can make positives.
All right.
There were good things.
We can, and certainly I would imagine those are things that your coaches are going to be, as well as holding your feet to the fire about some things, I'm sure. Also kind of talking about this, and first kind of just your experience of the game, what, you know, from your perspective, how did it go? Not necessarily break down single things, but how did you just feel playing the game today?
Personally, you know, I felt okay. I was doing my job. My blocking partner was doing his job for the most part. It was just little things, you know, little mistakes we have to capitalize, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
Yeah, and you know, kind of like to tell people, and you even, you know, why you're up here. You know, really thought a lot of road grading on the right side. You guys really opened up holes, and also at times, you know, not even a whole bunch of sometimes pushing people and making it work. You know, Spencer really able to get some yards on your side of the ball. Trey really able to make it work over there. Andrew able to get loose and have some times to throw, which was pretty good. And you've also been having a great year. I mean, it's acknowledgement. They seem, if I can observe it, I think the whole line's doing great. They seem to trust you guys over on that right side.
Yeah, you know, we work well together, and that's what it is. We communicate, we can talk, we know what we're saying to each other, we have our own lingo, and that's probably the biggest help is that we understand each other and we communicate very loudly so that we know what's going on.
You guys are in it, you know, as much as a loss stinks, you know, it is one, and you're in a, you know, a decent shape going forward. You've got a couple teams coming up that you can kind of, still difficult teams, but kind of a little bit get right games. What do you feel like might be some of the things that you hear coming out going forward that you guys could really kind of build on in a positive way?
You know, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and, you know, capitalize, make our mistakes better, make them not mistakes. You know, that's how we're going to build.
And, you know, are there positives? I mean, you know, this is a team, and we don't know. We're just up here. But you have to imagine there's some level of the weight of history in the sense of, you know, you're such a successful program and everything else. Can there be positives down the road psychologically from having a loss?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One loss is not the determining factor for our season. We're going to go back to work on Monday, and we're going to work for Colchester, and that's our focus. We're not looking at the loss.
Absolutely. And you know, you can also think about the aspect of, you know, sometimes when things start swinging your way and you against you and you haven't had that experience really as much before, certainly maybe in a regular season game, you start getting tighter and tighter. You know, you're not carrying as much weight with you, hopefully, along the way. And you personally, small things that you could grow from today just as you go forward, you think?
You got to read your defensive lineman quick. And, you know, making the right call and being confident in your call. And it's just simple things that you have to, you know, fix.
Sure. People at home are probably wondering, people driving home in their cars, very often they turn on, listen, check Jaquite. And to be fair, you know, you hear a lot of him, but Colton Ravina, the fullback, you know, watching these guys, what are they doing out there? You know, it must be a tough job.
Yeah, they are very quick on their feet. They're very light on their toes. They're both great running backs. You know, they are both athletes, and they did a really good job tonight.
They sure did. It'll be interesting to watch these teams go down the road and see what happens in the future. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Great job. Sorry to bring you up. You stayed right with it, which is great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Sarge. Just so you know how it works now, you can only be player of the game once per season.
Yep.
So you've got your time checked off, and we won't call you up here again. But certainly a great game, and we appreciate the J.P. Carrera player of the game.
Thank you.
Nice job. And we'll be back with the final pieces of the postgame show on 92.1 WVTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, you've heard 21st century problems. I guess in the long run, in some way, the Tigers have become so used. I know standing here, I've become so used to seeing wins that, you know, you take a loss. You can see it on the guys' face, guys' faces. You can hear it talking to Nate. I think, you know, you take losses a little harder when you're not so accustomed to them. But for the Tigers, I have to feel... I meant what I said. I think there could be real positives coming out the process of losing, as strange as that may be. Kind of the same question posed to you. What do you think a team can take from losing?
Oh, boy. I mean, you learn how to lose. That's the big takeaway right there. You know, being able to be confident in what you guys do going forward, not getting too hung up on it. Like you said, not pointing the finger, not saying, oh, this is one guy's fault, this is all his fault, he's the issue with the team. Really owning it, moving forward from it, recognizing what you did wrong, watching the film, really understanding where you guys stand and what you need to do going forward.
Sure, and I think there's a possibility. You know, I've told the story now a couple times on the air. I did it when I interviewed Trey earlier in the year. I had that memory of Trey Coffin last year when they were playing against Colchester. You know, things weren't going the team's way, and he kind of snapped into it and just said, I'm going to be even more aggressive. And he's kept that going forward for the next, you know, season. And I feel like that could happen to the team, too. You know, there's got to be that call. And I wouldn't call it a wake-up call because I feel like the team's been playing well. I don't think they've been resting on their laurels. You haven't seen a lot of penalties. You haven't seen a lot of kind of foolish mistakes. And even tonight, in a lot of phases of the game, the turnovers really cost them. But, you know, it's not like they've been resting on their laurels. But even so, you kind of get that message and you push yourself even a little forward in the kind of dialing it in. When the coaches give you constructive criticism, maybe you listen a little more.
Yep. You know, I would have to say that having a loss also isn't always a bad thing. You know what I mean? It's growing pains as a team. You know what I mean? You come away from it and you know how to play better. You understand, I don't really know what I'm trying to say here, but kind of you understand how to do it, you know?
Yeah, and how to prepare in every sort of way. Well, you know, it wasn't what they wanted, but it was certainly an exciting game and one that they'll remember for a long time. And the Tigers will keep trucking on here. Next game is going to be next Friday night here at home against the Colchester Lakers. Game time will be 7 o'clock, 6:30 on your radio dial on 92.1 WVTK. As far as the Brattleboro Colonels, they're going to have a home game against South Burlington next week to keep those wheels running and to keep those running backs running. So, you know, certainly for the Tigers, a lot to grow on here tonight. I'm Bjarke Sears for Alex Sinescu, for Jim Tye, our producer back at the station doing all his great work behind the scenes. We thank you all for joining us here at 92.1 WVTK. And we hope you'll tune in next week to listen to the Middlebury Tigers take on the Colchester Lakers on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Mike's Auto and Towing. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. See them online at Mike'sAutoMid.com. That's Mike's Auto, M-I-D-D.com. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Mike's Fuels, for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridgeport. Vermont Field Sports, don't let that big one get away. We'll help you hook them or bag them, Route 7 in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg, online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridgeport, bigcountryhardware.com. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Nadu's Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment, Route 7 in Ferrisburg. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Desabre's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, and with a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins. Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont State inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Main Street Virgins and Route 7 Middlebury. Chevy, find new roads. Brown's Welding, steel fabrication, plus crane, forklift, and man lift rentals. Call 363-5619 or visit brownswelding.com. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. And J.P. Carrera & Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.